The Joe Rogan Experience.
The next evolution of the podcast is complete, ladies and gentlemen. It feels like a fucking radio station now.
Yeah.
We got real chairs instead of those goofy couches. We got rid of that shit. One of them's at Ari's house. The other one's in Brian's place.
Which, by the way, I think he wants it now. So now I'm like, oh.
He wants your chair?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he said, so what'd you do last night? I went over to Joe's, helped him hook up the studio. And he goes, oh. Yeah, well, I think I need to get to that chair.
Well, it works out because you can't even fit that chair anywhere in your house.
Well, I was thinking about doing something like Joe did, pretty much taking out my whole... My office is just fucking scary. I can't even go in my office. It's just too much shit. So right. I think I need to just empty the whole thing out.
Redo it
from scratch.
Yeah, I still need to redo this area back here. By the way, bitches, we are sponsored by the Fleshlight. Holla at your boys at fleshlight.com. If you go to joerogan.net and click the link... You will get 15% off, so you get a discount on your masturbation. And whatever the fuck it costs, whether it's $50 or $60 or $100, it's worth it, all right? Because think about what a hooker costs, and you could shoot mad loads with this thing.
I don't know, though. If you've been watching Cops, some of these hookers are like $10. You know, like, I mean, they look like $10 hookers, but it's still...
I don't think you want to get a $10 hooker ever in life.
And Allison...
Speaking of $10 hookers, what the fuck did he say?
What are you about to say?
No, how rude.
Forget that.
We're here with Allison, ladies and gentlemen. Allison, I don't even know your last name.
Allison Shula.
Shula. Yeah. Allison Shula. I know her as Allison Rocks from Twitter, R-O-X. And she's Brian's friend, and she's a young and upcoming stand-up comedian doing the fucking Hollywood shuffle out here, making it happen, making it real. She's a very cool chick, and she rides motorcycles. She's fucking crazy. She's a Lokester. Mm-hmm. She's been brought into this world to slap Brian into gear, slap him in place. Before we get started with anything entertaining, this weekend, Ari and I are going to be at the West Palm Beach Improv. It's the 28th, 29th, and 30th. And, Brian's going to be there, too. We're going to have a big party. And if you don't get mad at Brian if he's behind you making faces while you're taking pictures with me.
That's just what he does. Doing that
you did stop doing it. But really, you'd done it for 6 years.
Yeah.
6+ years and maybe taken 150,000 pictures.
Right.
You really, for real, might have taken 150,000 pictures.
Oh, if not more than that.
Think about all the UFCs, all the comedy shows for 6 years, over and over and over again.
With
hundreds of people a night.
Yeah.
Yeah. That crazy ba phase. If you have any of these pictures, where can people send them? We should create a Gmail.
We had one on MySpace for a while until you... Did you end up deleting it?
No. Oh. I can't. I tried to delete it. They won't let me. These fucks. MySpace are so tricky. They're like, yeah, we'll get back to you with an email. It's like a girl that you can never break up with.
Right.
You know, I'll call you back, and then we'll break up. The bitch never calls you back.
Yeah. You guys should make a tab on your webpage that just has those photos, like a photo gallery.
We should, totally. Like no, they're hilarious. Dude, it's you know what's not funny? Three of them. You know what's funny? 300,000 of them.
Yeah.
That's when it gets funny. It becomes hilarious because it was just... You just fucking committed to that shit for so long. Like, I would be like, this guy's a monster. He's fucking... People give up on shit. They have a silly idea and then they give up on it. Brian will fucking ride that boat right into the rocks.
Run into the ground.
He hits the beach. He's still in the boat. Boom! And has to hit the rocks before he stops.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a determined little fella.
That's awesome.
He gets crazy ideas in his head. Well, that's why his videos are so good. Because if he wasn't so determined, he wouldn't keep going. You know, he has like... all this cool footage and he puts it together, but that's not enough. You know, he always has to add like a million different things and sound tweaks and
that's good.
Very underappreciated.
It's like drive. People with motivation. It's like really nice when you meet people like that.
Yeah, we got to figure out a way to make money off your fucking video skills, dude. Because I look at other people's videos online and I look at your videos. Dude, you got some fucking mad talent when it comes to video
editing. The big problem though is that... When I do it, I do so many layers and so many little things that no one will ever know, notice. You know, it's just like in my head, like crazy person.
But
so like if I were to ever do that, like...
They do notice.
Yeah, I guess.
Dude, there's an artistic quality to these videos. It's fun. It makes it's an extra layer. It's like... It's like the nuttiness, and when you're sipping wine, I taste oak.
It squeezes the last brain juice out of my brain, though, and after I do one of those, I just want to fucking cry.
You don't want to do one for a long time.
I've been with Brian on both times of where he's kicked the power to his computer and lost his project.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing shuts down.
Because my fucking office sucks.
Because you got numb feet, motherfucker. You don't even know where you're walking.
yours is actually pretty good, but like underneath my desk, it's just every single wire and the power cord. Like,
This is updated. This is updated. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to get those cord ties. We got cord. We redid the whole thing. You don't give a fuck because you're just listening, most of you. But for the longest time, I just figured, well, I'll make it look like a living room and we'll sit around. And so I got couches, but couches fucking suck.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're sitting up and you're trying to talk to people, like these are comfortable.
Yeah,
you know?
way better.
This is way better. So we got office chairs. Here. Yeah, we got a circular.
Snort cocaine off this table.
We totally do that, dude. We should start bad habits. I've been living my life good for too long. Time to start fucking up.
I don't know maybe about these cigarettes. Mic stands, though.
Yeah.
You don't know about them?
Yeah. I kind of want to be like able to go like this.
Yeah, you know what I think we're going to have to do? We're going to have to get those ones that you have like on the radio, like when you go to Opie and Anthony and you have like a mechanical arm. Yeah, we got to get an arm.
Yeah, I have those at my house. They always break, but I think I got cheap ones, so maybe they make better ones.
Yeah, we just got to talk to someone when we do radio in West Palm. We'll find out where they buy their arms.
Can't wait.
We'll hook it up.
That'd be sweet.
It's going to be fucking crazy. So please tell me what you were telling me before we started the podcast where I made you stop because it was so ridiculous. We had to talk about this in the air.
What?
John Travolta.
Oh, John Travolta is starring in the new Gotti movie. He plays John Gotti as the lead role.
Okay, listen. This had to have been a plot by the government. Gotti's dead, right? He died in prison, didn't he?
Yeah.
I was like saying they were just trying to fuck with him. They're trying to kill him while he's in jail.
This is a plot. Is Sammy the Bull Gravano dead?
Is he still alive?
I don't know.
Dude, I remember when I was a kid and this whole John Gotti thing was going down. I guess I wasn't too kid-like. I guess I was in my 20s when he was in his prime. And it was so weird. I was like, I didn't understand it. It was like he was so mocking of the law enforcement. Mm-hmm. Just walking down the street with fucking, you know, $10,000 suits on and getting in the limousines. And it was like, whoa, this guy doesn't... He's ridiculous.
I watched a documentary on like History Channel.
That's not how they're supposed to do it.
Interesting.
The whole thing about the mob was that they were all like on the DL. Like everybody was staying. Like Vincent the Chin Gigante. He's a famous mobster. You know one of the reasons why he's famous? Because he pretended to be. He was running everything, but he pretended to be completely insane because he knew they were after him. So he would walk around with slippers on and a bathrobe over his clothes and just walk down the street and talk to himself. And he would do it all fucking day.
And it kept the police away or people away?
They could. He's crazy. You can't say he's not crazy. So everything he says is fucking useless. This guy's nuts. Does he or does he not walk down the street in his underwear talking to himself all day long every day? Well, yes, Your Honor, he does, but I don't think that. There's no more talking. This guy walks in his underwear. Well, we think he's faking it. How can you prove? And then everybody's faking it. They just want free food. Right. They just want free food in a bed. There's no crazy people. They're just pretending to be crazy so you take care of them. You know, you can't say that. Mm-hmm. You can't judge whether or not someone's crazy, but whoever fucking thought that John Travolta should be John Gotti, that motherfucker's crazy.
That's funny, though. It's revenge from the government. Yeah, that's hilarious. And let's see. Well, who could we make his son? Oh, his son is being cast by the guy.
Justin Bieber?
James Franco.
Oh, no.
Who also has some gaydar action going on his
side.
He? Didn't he play a gay guy in that movie?
Yeah. Harvey Milk.
He played it very well.
Did he? Well, you know, so did Sean Penn. Kidding. He's heterosexual.
I'm just kidding. That's just me hating.
No, it is you hating, but it is true. Your DNA repulses you from the idea of kissing men, even if it's for a fucking movie. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I got good news and bad news. Oh, okay, hit me with the good news. Dude, you're going to be a fucking movie star. Shut up! For real? Like a fucking movie? Like, who am I playing with? Dude, you're playing with Sean Penn. Shut the fuck up! I'm co-starring with Sean Penn! Dude, what's up? Well, what's up is he gets to fuck you in this movie. What's up is you have to make out with Sean Penn. Could you imagine? I always wanted to work with Sean Penn. He's just a brilliant actor. I always imagined standing there like with him at an award show. We're both wearing suits and shit. We thank the Academy. We're all respected and loved. And here this motherfucker is right there at the door, right at the gate. But now he's going to make out with Sean Penn.
What would you do?
Well, I would not do it.
You wouldn't?
Really? No, yeah. I'm not interested in acting.
Yeah.
The acting to me, it would have to be something really fun. Like I would love to play like Wolverine in an X-Men movie, you know, if there wasn't already a guy that played it. Like if they offered me something like that, I'd be like, dude, I'd love to be Wolverine. I'd get on roids to play Wolverine. I'd be like, I need to get yoked, you know, but like
That would be a badass Wolverine, by the way. That'd be crazy.
I would love to do that.
Because I've seen you just training to do what? That Wesley Snipes fight that never happened, and you became a crazy badass. And I can't even imagine like throwing Wolverine into the mix.
That would have been so much fun. That Wesley Snipes thing obsessed me for like 2 months. I'm really lucky that that didn't happen. Because if I went out fighting him and liking it and keeping, and then 10 years from now, I'm just fucking completely gone.
Yeah.
I'm just forgetting where I leave my keys every 5 minutes. You know, you're not supposed to start fighting when you're like 43. Or I was 36 then or 37 then. That's what's crazy about this Herschel Walker character. You know Herschel Walker, the football player? You know the story behind this?
No.
Sweat this.
This guy's
48 years old, okay? Heisman Trophy winner, super athlete. Just a fucking prime example of like perfect athleticism. But this was a long time ago, a long, long, long time ago. And in this whole time where he hasn't been playing football, which has been a few years, he stayed in insane shape. I mean, the guy's like super fucking dedicated to training. And now he's like 48 years old, going to be 49 soon, and he's fighting this weekend on Strikeforce on Showtime. He's become like an MMA fighter. It's kind of fucking crazy.
But it's okay because he can still fight and all that, but he's just not going to repair as fast if he gets injured.
He's in amazing shape. It just doesn't even make sense. There was no 48-year-olds that were built like that when I was a kid. When you were 48, you were someone's dad and maybe had like old man strength in your arms, but you probably had a pot belly, you know, or at least a little bit of a gut. And, you know, you were probably scary because you would, you know, you would hit someone first. But no one looked like fucking Herschel Walker.
Right.
You know, he doesn't look like an old man that you shouldn't fuck with.
But he looks like a Bowflex body or something?
He looks ridiculous. Full fucking 8-pack, just totally shredded, not an ounce of fat on his body.
Really?
And here's the crazy shit. He says he only eats soup and salad. He has one meal a day. And like, everything about this guy screams that he's a fucking alien.
Or bullshit.
Yeah.
He only eats super
you can't
salad.
Have super
my
salad.
Ass.
It's all
that doesn't
water
make
soluble.
Any sense.
It's all water soluble. He'd be dying. Yeah. He needs some meat.
Yeah, right. Well, what is water soluble? Like, yeah, you need
like,
protein, right?
Right through, yeah. Right. Salad right through. Soup, it's liquid, you know?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
That's crazy,
that's
right?
Bullshit.
Why does he say that? Well, here's the other thing about it.
Because he wants to pump up his game. You know?
That probably, but, well, he's obviously fucking insanely dedicated, but he might be crazy. Like, for legit crazy.
Right.
But like, he's like had like a bunch of mental health issues in the past, to the point where he has like some sort of he has more than one personality. What is that? Multiple personality disorder?
Like schizophrenia.
What is that?
Yeah. Schizophrenia.
Yeah. So maybe the part that works out is different than the part that talks, and the part that talks doesn't get access to all the information.
I should date this guy. Sounds right up my alley.
It sounds like every chick you've ever dated, period. That's a funny thing when you find yourself dating a crazy person just to get some pussy. Every guy's done it, Allison.
Yeah. I think it goes both ways, though, because I've had my share of crazies.
Is it just to have a boyfriend? Like, fuck it, I just...
No, it's like where they are cool for 6 months, and then all of a sudden it's like, what happened to you? Like, they get comfortable with you and know how, like, what doesn't freak you out, so then they start being their weird-ass selves, and then you're like, where did the cool person go that I started going out with?
Right. Like, well, there is some kind of game when you first start dating where you're trying to be cooler than you are, and just
and
like...
it works for a while with them.
And then you start farting.
The key in life is to become that person. Become that person
that
who,
way?
When you first meet somebody. Yeah,
right.
You can. Yeah. It's just, we get lazy. You know, you really are that person at your very best, unless you're just a complete sociopath and you're absolutely bullshitting about it. I fucking love dogs. Meanwhile, you're deathly allergic. You know, you could be one of those nuts. But if not, you know, that's what everybody should aspire to, right? You should aspire to be the person that you pretend you are when you're trying to get laid.
Yeah, like I could have took that creamer in my coffee, but I said, you know, I'm allergic to milk.
Why would you take creamer? Nobody gives a shit if you have creamer in your coffee or not. It's
actually
more of a bold choice if you have no cream.
It is.
Whenever someone wants black coffee, I'm like, you don't even give a fuck about flavor.
Yeah, right. I know.
You're so crazy.
I started drinking coffee black.
I've been trying to sneak dairy into her diet without her knowing lately, just because
she's allergic to dairy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, well, she has this thing, you know, she's like, if someone ever farted around me, I would just end that relationship. I wouldn't matter who it would be and stuff like that. So now I'm like, oh, yeah, well, we can see what happens if you start shitting yourself.
Yeah.
So what you were trying to do is get her sick because she won't let you fart in front of her?
Right.
Wow. Yeah. What a grown up. By the way, that guy's 36. The guy who
just
said
kidding.
That?
I'm
a grown
scared.
Ass man.
I'm kidding.
Brian's a grown ass man.
I'm kidding.
I'm in over my head right
and
now.
And he's trying to get you to fart.
I was just acting like that crazy person.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think they act that logically.
Yeah, that was pretty thought out.
You had like a nice route.
Right.
That's premeditated.
Yeah.
That ain't cool. Jail for a lot longer from that shit.
You think?
Yeah, you got to walk around in your
milk?
Underwear and pretend you're crazy. Milk? I don't even like milk. It's illegal. You have to come up with some reason for people to think you're crazy.
No, my mom would ask me, Allison, do you think you're lactose intolerant or is it all in your head? And I'm like, why the fuck would it be all in my head doing that to myself?
It's people that believe that everything's all in your head. All allergies can be alleviated with... No, they can't, stupid. Right. Babies are allergic to peanuts. Yeah. When you give them, they die.
Like anaphylactic.
Like, you're not allowed to give babies peanut butter because you have to find out if they're fucking allergic to peanuts.
Right.
How do you find out?
I don't know. You got to find out.
Your milk thing happened later in your life. So is there something that broke your milk... What was it? You just had five cheese pizzas one night or something?
I was 15 years old, and in the lunch line, they had these like cheese and egg bagels that were so good. So I got one, and I ate it. And I was supposed to meet this guy I had a crush on after school. And I'm walking to his house, and halfway through, I'm like, Jesus Christ. I can't walk anymore. Yeah. I'm like, Mom, pick me up, because I didn't drive yet. So she picked me up. I'm like, stop at that McDonald's. And she's like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't fucking know. The next day, I tested it out again.
So you ran in the bathroom in the
McDonald's. Yeah, dude. Oh, it was over.
Did you even check to see if the toilet was clean? Some sort of a cleansing?
It was a cleansing, yeah.
It's a fucking full body dirty thing, man, when you have to take a shit in a public toilet.
Oh, it's terrible.
You're just rubbing sweaty asses with some stranger. And
you
everybody sweats
down
on those things, man.
Yeah.
Seat cover.
Those seat covers are stupid, too. Like, when you're done with it, and it kind of grabs onto the water and flushes down with it, by that little arm.
And you see shit smeared all over them. They always look stupid. It never looks like it's supposed to be that way. It never looks neat and tidy.
No.
So you go in there, blast out of your ass, and then... Totally. Did you not go to this guy's house?
No.
Wow.
I never knew what could have happened.
You crushed that man's confidence. You could have changed his whole life.
We actually wound up dating, though, throughout high school. Okay.
So that was the thing, though, that pushed it over the edge. That was your first thing and then ever since then, have you tried just to eat a pizza?
Yeah. I could do with, like, lactose enzymes, which is, like, the supplement, like, lactate or something, and eat pizza. But if I have it without, like, 5 minutes later.
So that just gives your body lactose.
That's interesting. Have you ever tried raw milk?
No, I've tried almond milk and all that.
Raw milk has, it's not pasteurized or homogenized, so it's got all the live cultures in it. And it's supposed to be much easier to digest.
Yeah.
I've had it a bunch of times at Whole Foods, but I don't think they carry it anymore. I'm not sure if they do, but I couldn't find it the other day. Because a lot of people think it's creepy. Because, like, it's, it's just fucking right out of the cow's tit.
Yeah.
And it's, in, like, 5 days, it's terrible. And, like, if the first couple of days is good, but it's kind of not healthy that milk, it just sits in your fucking refrigerator for 2 weeks and doesn't go bad.
That seems like the worst milk you could ever drink, though. That seems like the most hardest core milk ever.
Okay, you know? I watch Dirty Jobs, on, TV. And
that
when
show's
they milk,
awesome.
Yeah, it is. When they milk the cow, though, a lot of the times they get feces on their hands when they're milking
the cow.
You can't
be scared of a little feces. I think a little feces in your diet keeps you strong.
You need to
have battles. You need to set your immune system. You know, like when you get a flu, it's good for your immune system. Your immune system fires up. And the next time the flu comes around, the immune system is like, not so fast, bitch.
That's why I never get the flu shot.
You got to get a little poo in your body. Get a little poo in your body, and then you can fight off disease better.
We had this podcast last night, the Naughty Show podcast number 2. We had this porn star on, and she was talking about... how she, right after I forget what it was, she was getting fucked in the ass or something like that.
Never in life should you ever be in a position where, like, I was getting fucked in the ass whatever.
Her name's Kelly Devine. You should go look at her Twitter page so you can get a better idea of what she looks like.
No one's going to crazier Twitter page than Bree Olson.
Oh, gosh.
Bree Olson's Twitter page every day is about, oh, my God, my pussy's sore. I sucked so much cock last night. Every day it's like more and more brutal.
Jeez.
What's crazy, though?
I fucked so much that a guy with a 2-inch dick would make me feel like a fucking 10-incher. Like, she says shit like that.
Is that like her tweets?
What's crazy is, though, after he pulled out his dick.
Is that a real ass?
Yeah. After he pulled out his dick out of her ass, he puts it in her mouth, and she said it was just caked with shit. Just so much shit that and then he fucked her in the mouth, and then in between shoots, she had to go to the bathroom, and she said she spent for like 15 minutes picking shit out from her teeth.
Oh, my God.
And she didn't have any, like, toothpicks or toothpaste, so she was like...
What did they pay you for that?
Oh, my God.
I think it was, like, $300.
From her own butt. From this guy's dick. I've never seen that in a movie, but I've seen a lot of ass to mouth. And I always have the same reaction. Why?
Yeah.
Is that necessary?
Yeah.
Do we really need to do this?
Turn someone on.
I asked him.
Turns a lot of people on. It's just... fucking dirty.
And I asked him, does it ever get better? Does it, like, turn into chocolate after a while where you're just, like, looking forward to some shit in your mouth, you know? And she's like, they're like, no, it never, every time.
How many times has she gotten shit in her mouth?
Well, I guess that's pretty common when you do a lot of ass to mouth. And but she said that she was just saying this one time in particular.
My God, that is so crazy.
You couldn't pay me all the money in the world.
You know, part of it is that other girls are doing it. All you need is one girl to do it, and it's such a weird thing. If one girl does porn where she lets a guy piss in her mouth, then every girl's going to start letting guys piss in their mouths. It's a weird thing. It's like all of a sudden that's become like, yeah, it raises the bar, and that becomes acceptable. Hmm. But there was no ass to mouth when I was a kid.
No.
Okay, when you got a Ginger Lynn, Peter North porno, they had sex, and the most he shot it in her mouth, and it was pretty hot.
Right.
But he didn't stick it in her ass and then put it in her mouth. But that's like standard today.
Yeah, well, that's not even that anymore.
Like just a load in an open mouth, it's like, oh, not this again. I mean, literally, you can go on like youjizz.com and look up loads in the mouth, and there'll be like a fucking 100,000 videos of girls with their mouths open and guys jerking off in their mouth.
She goes to this website you need to check out, because every time she's on it, I'm just like, wow, that's a cool video. But I have a feeling it's one of those websites that everybody goes to, and I was just the last to know about it. What's it called?
Todaysbigthing.com.
I think I've heard of that before.
It's great.
What is it?
It's just every day they have this crazy new videos and stuff.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like they have this one.
Great idea.
They have this one video on there right now. It was dueling cellos.
Dueling cellos.
I saw that on Twitter, but I didn't click the link.
You got to watch it because it's like they're trying to be really hardcore.
So say what they're. I'm sorry. Dueling cellos.
It's dueling cellos for the song. Oh, Michael Jackson's.
Beat It? No. Is it Beat It?
No, not Beat It.
Thriller?
No, it's the one that the band also re sang.
Yeah, it's Beat It.
Are you sure?
No, it's not Beat It.
It's not Beat It.
No, Billy Jean.
Smooth Criminal.
Smooth Criminal.
Yeah, yeah. So,
oh God, we're so white.
So it's so they're like playing the cello while they're both looking at each other, like, and they're like trying to be hardcore and stuff, and then it starts.
Are they doing the hips thing? Are they moving their
hips?
Yeah,
and just being like real, like they're fighting, but they're playing cellos and they're staring at it. It's just it gets really gay. And then it turns into them like in this weird part where they're like wrestling in this bedroom or something like that. Or in a bar. I don't even know what it is. A dark room.
But the cellos are amazing.
Yeah, the cellos are amazing.
Do you think that you can sell advertising today if you have guys kissing? Do you think you could sell, sell things?
Yeah.
You could have girls kissing and you could still sell a Porsche.
Yeah.
You know, but if you have, could you imagine? Could you imagine if Porsche just, like the new CEO, just had this wacky idea? What I think we need to do is capture the gay market. We are missing the gay market.
Yeah.
We'll take chance. The Porsche name is so in the American culture. They love our cars. And this guy just takes a wild chance. So it's just going to get that gay market too. Mm-hmm. And he just has two guys like making out in front of a Cayenne. Just hands in the pockets and shit, you know.
It would get so many.
Like, yo, what the fuck? And everybody just abandons them to Audi. Fuck you, bitches. Yeah. Fuck your stupid rear engine car.
It would get so many complaints for like PTA mothers.
Yeah, but why? How come if it was a girl and a girl kissing, would that get complaints? Only from fat chicks. They're the only ones complaining.
Yeah.
You know, a few fatties taking their oversized hands to cover their teenage son's eyes while he's watching TV. Mom, what the fuck?
I would rather see two girls kissing than two guys kissing.
Yeah, because that's beautiful.
You know?
Of course. Two guys kissing is much more likely rape.
Yeah.
You're going to fucking kiss me. I'm not right.
I still, that's just, that is weird, though. That two guys, to me, still, if they're kissing right in front of me, as tolerable as I am, hot. I'm still kind of like, ugh.
It's tolerant as you are. I don't know if you're tolerable. That's debatable.
God, you're so full of yourself.
Yeah, this is a genetic thing, right? Do you feel like it's a genetic thing?
Well, I guess.
Like, I'm not judgmental at all. I don't have any problem with anybody doing anything that doesn't hurt anybody else. If you want to be gay, be gay. It doesn't bother me at all. But it weirds me out when I'm around gay guys and they're making out.
Right.
I've been like as close as you are to me.
Right.
And two guys were holding hands and then they just moved in and started kissing each other.
Into your bed?
No. As close as you are to me outside. In an outside place. And I remember like distinctly saying, okay, don't panic, you know, like I was like, don't get uncomfortable, just move away slowly.
Your heart's palpitating,
but you're like, whoa, they're fucking making out right here. It's so juvenile. It's like, I completely support your right to do it. And I think, look, fucking sometimes it's pretty gross when men and women are doing it in public,
right.
You know, there's a lot of people that get fucking sloppy makeout sessions in public and it gets pretty nasty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I support that. Do that. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with anybody doing it. But you got to let gay people do it or straight people do it.
Oh, absolutely. I have nothing against it. I'm just saying it's weird that, like, my mom likes two girls kissing, you know? My mom doesn't care if two girls are kissing.
What is your feeling when you see two guys kissing? I feel vulnerable. I feel like, don't try to kiss me. I feel like if they wouldn't have nothing to do with me, man. Yeah. You know, I'm totally not the type. It doesn't matter. But it's like, if you know that you're for sure around a guy who's into guys, it's like all of a sudden you're in a completely different, like, role. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like, you could be pursued now.
Right.
You could be pursued by a dude. Like, no.
Right.
So even though, you know, I know they don't want everything to do with me, it doesn't matter.
I've seen
your instincts
guys
are like, get the fuck away.
Yeah, right. I've seen two guys kissing, and I just kind of, like, watched, because I was like, that's interesting. It just looks different, you know?
Like, it's looking at, like, an alien or
something. Yeah, it's, like, investigating it. Like,
I wish if I could be a neuter for a day, that's how I would feel.
Like, neutering people?
No, like, if I wasn't a man or a woman. If I could be sexless for a day, then I could probably look at it like that. And I do look at it like that. Like, you know, from a scientific point of view, I'm like, wow, this is fascinating. Like, what is that? Like, that's their turn on. Like, I don't understand. Like, when girls, anytime a girl's ever been attracted to me, I've always been like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck do you like? You like guys? You know, you like, what do you like? You know? Like, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You know, for a man, it doesn't make any sense that women are attracted to men. I understand they do. I have a long, lifelong history of experience of seeing girls be attracted to men, so I know it's real.
Right.
But I don't get it.
Well, I don't get it either.
But when it's a guy and a guy's attracted to a guy, then it's like, whoa, this is like super alien.
Right. We just don't know it. It's something that we've never lived or experienced, you know? We're never going to be able to know what that feels like.
And that's weird with like kids. That's weird with like guys that are into like fucking horses and all that shit. Like, how do you get that? Right. That's even going in a different...
What is that? Fucking, your brain just is broken. Some people's brains just don't work right.
Right.
I
was attacked by a man with a foot fetish at Laguna Beach.
Oh, yeah, tell him the story.
I had to call the cops and everything. I'm on the internet now. Okay, so anyway, I'm at Laguna Beach with an ex-boyfriend, and we're smoking some weed on the rocks, looking at the ocean. This guy walks up, and he has a camera in his hands, and he's like, I think your style's really cool and you're really beautiful. Can I take your picture? I'm a, you know, a photography student. I'm like, okay, sounds good. I'm like, do you mind if I smoke weed? He's like, no. So I keep smoking, and he starts taking my picture. And he's being really cool, and he's like, can I have you take off your shoes? And I'm like, okay. And we're at the beach. I guess this is fitting, you know.
Right.
Take pictures of my feet. Starts snapping pictures of my feet. And then all of a sudden, he gets down on a knee, and I'm like looking at him like, what's this guy doing, man? I'm like super high. And all of a sudden, he puts my foot on his face and goes,
he licked it?
He's like, how does that make you feel? And I'm like,
whoa.
And I'm looking at my boyfriend sitting right there, and I'm like, babe. And he's like, what the fuck? And I'm
right
like,
in front of your boyfriend.
Dude, yeah, my
did he not know that you were with the guy?
He knew. He's just a creep. Yeah, he's a crazy guy. And then I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I run a foot fetish website. It's californiabeachfeet.com. And he puts me up on there. I fucking take the business card because I'm just super stoned. And I'm like, what just happened?
Whoa.
Check out the website, and I'm on there.
Oh, no.
Didn't you recently just send a...
I recently emailed him and said, I'm going to
cease and desist.
This.
Yeah, he's going to sue.
Yeah, there's a weird thing about dudes who are into people's feet. You know.
Did you save it?
Before
the pictures are hilarious.
The video.
Oh, the video of it?
You should have saved it before you take that down. That would have been great. Oh, it is?
It's $25.
Oh.
Before the internet was around, you know, like back when, you know, you had like find things in magazines or, you know, it's like, it was a lot different. If you wanted to see some weird shit, you had to really, really go out of your way to see it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a magazine called Foot. There was two. One of them was like this Ladyboy magazine. I wish I'd remembered it. I wish I remember the name of it, but it was a magazine completely dedicated to crossdressers, and they were like fucking Marines. Mm. These guys were like, the guy who works at the deli, the guy who's bald with the big fat head who slices salami, like he wants to be a woman, and he's got makeup on and a wig, and he's like posing like a woman, and it is fucking tweaky. It's what, and they, you know, like, look how lovely she looks, and you know, they'll like say that what the woman name for his character that he plays when he dresses up is.
Oh,
it's so fucking strange.
There's this new show coming on where crossdressers compete, like in like some crossdressing like reality show. I saw a commercial for it. Have you guys heard of it?
No.
I saw the billboard of it. It's like it's like a game show but with crossdressers.
What I was gonna say though is that there was one magazine called Foot Action. And I remember looking at this going, what the fuck is this? So you got to open it up and check it out. And it's all like dudes who jerk off on feet. It's a whole thing. It's like feet on decks and girls rubbing their feet on decks. And it's like, that's like a big fucking thing for dudes.
I don't get it. That's for standing, not for kissing.
A whole magazine, man. A whole magazine dedicated to it.
It's gross because that guy who took all those pictures of my feet, I know he went home and touched himself to him.
He's doing it right now. Yeah. Yes, I did. Yeah, what the fuck is that about?
If you have a foot fetish, if it has a little bit of cotton, do you get hornier from it? You know, like if there's a little like cotton between the toes? I would imagine it's like, a little bit of a pussy.
I had a little bit of a foot fetish when I was like 18 or 19.
What?
Well, not really. I mean, I just thought they were attractive. Like girls who had pretty feet were attractive.
Oh, well, it helps.
Yeah. Just because there's so many ugly feet in Massachusetts.
But you're not like, put that in my mouth.
So many girls had like hooves. So many girls just walking around kicking ice since they were a baby and their feet are all jacked. You know?
I don't have a foot fetish, but I definitely like touching feet. Like when I sleep, I like to touch a little foot. I like to hold a foot, but I don't like go after a foot.
No, no. But some dudes, it becomes a giant focus. Like that's more important to them than vaginas or mouths or anything like that.
Something like misfiring in the brain.
Yeah. People are fucking strange. Man, the way one person's brain works and another person's doesn't. I was telling you guys about this before we started the podcast, and I saw this horrible video online of this two kids are skateboarding in front of this guy's house, and the guy comes out to tell them to stop skateboarding, and they're like, fuck you, we can skateboard what we want, and they're getting sort of like a pushing, shoving sort of a little situation, and the man runs into the house and grabs a gun and guns down these two kids right in the street.
Wow.
And it's all in the security video.
Is it a live leak, I'm guessing? Or?
It was on YouTube. Because it's not that graphic. You can see him shooting. It's from a security camera from like the front of his house.
Right. Wow.
It's fucking horrible, you know, when you think that, you know, an argument between someone who wants a skateboard and some guy who doesn't want to hear noise can turn into some man gunning down someone's children. You know, they're like 15, 16 years old. They're like kids, you know. It was so fucked up to think that someone's brain can actually be wired that way, where they just want to go out and just shoot somebody who's making too much noise.
And it's so crazy how random it is.
Yeah.
My friend Marco that I was telling you about, he was walking in North Hollywood, and some guy just came up to him the other day and just put a gun to his head and was like, give me your wallet and your cell phone. And it's like, what?
Yep, it can happen. It can happen easy. There was a guy out here that shot a cop.
Yeah. Last podcast,
Look, man, it's a fucking nutty world, and as the economy gets shittier and shittier, people get more and more desperate, and more things like this are going to happen, unfortunately, you know? There's a lack of balance, you know? I don't know how it comes back around, but it ain't going to come back around the way we're rocking it right now. There's just so many fucking criminals.
I want to get a gun.
It's a lot of crazies.
Why don't you have one?
I don't know. I mean, it's like, all right, you want to get a gun, it's like $600. That's a pretty big purchase, you know. For
is it that much?
I'm guessing, like, for a decent one.
Should be.
And then there's
Isn't
probably.
Isn't it amazing that you can kill somebody and it's only $600?
Oh, it's probably cheaper than that. It's probably $20 if you go in the right places on the streets. You probably get a cheap gun. But you have to do the class, too. You have to sign up, like, 2 weeks beforehand. And they have to do background checks.
Yeah, background checking.
It's like, do I want to be put in the system? I don't know.
It's going to take you a while to get it, probably.
Do you want to be put in the system?
Yeah. You
afraid to be put in the system?
The protecting system.
Brian is he's an anarchist. He stays outside the system.
Yeah.
Anarchy.
Don't fall into that grid.
He's a libertarian. He does not believe in this culture.
That's right. I'm going to go to Canada. Maybe Vancouver.
That's why you don't vote, right? So you don't get put into the system?
Right. I already got put in the system for the IRS, though, so that fucking sucks. But I don't know how that happened. I didn't do anything.
They just check you, bro.
They found me.
They check comics all the time. Comics get busted all the time.
With the IRS?
Yeah, because comics don't like to charge to report money. Like they'll take gigs and they'll get paid cash. Mm-hmm. That was a huge, huge problem in Boston back in the Dizay. We all got paid cash for all these gigs. So you had to, you know, do your own taxes. And most of these guys were lazy as fuck. They didn't do anything. They just took that money. And then, you know, years and years of these comedy clubs reporting that they have these employees, you know, and then these guys never paid. It's just, it's really bad. So a lot of them owed, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds even, you know, over years and years of not paying taxes.
And what do you do if you can't?
You're fucked.
If you can't pay that back.
You got to pay it back. You got to pay it back slowly, as quick as you can. So guys were working like every night. Guys were taking all these crazy gigs just to try to pay off their IRS nut.
See, I get withdrawals automatically once a month. And that was pretty much forced.
It's the mob. Mm. Back to John Gotti.
Yeah, right?
So who the fuck else was in line for it? Was it like Barry Manilow's busy? David Cassidy can't do it. Danny Bonaduce doesn't want to act anymore. Who's going to play John Gotti? Not that John Travolta is not a badass actor. Don't get me wrong. But that's not the right guy for the part. That's ridiculous.
Right.
That's silly. I mean, he's great in Pulp Fiction. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a John Travolta hater.
Would it have been weird if they used Sylvester Stallone?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That would have been kind of cool, though. After the Expendables. Now, I would have totally... I totally would have went for that. Over
Well, you know, it would have been a good role for Stallone, too. It would have been something that he would want to, like, try hard at and stretch in. You know, like when he did Copland, like, he made some attempts a few times. Great. He's a good actor. Yeah, he can be... I mean, he's a great actor in Rocky. But, you know, why do all that hard lifting when you could just be some badass in some fucking wooden-faced, wooden-lyriced movie, you know, that just makes $100 billion in the box office. You know, he's the master of those expendable-type movies.
At least they didn't put some Jersey Shore guy in there. I'm sick of all these Jersey Shore... Like, Ari was on an audition the other day, or a commercial shoot with one of the guys from Jersey Shore and him about, like, some kind of product. I don't know if I'm allowed to say. But
there was a picture of Kim Kardashian, and she was holding, like, hands, like, they were palling around with Snooki, and they're both having this incredible belly laugh. Like, they're leaning back, and they're laughing so hard. All I can think of is, what are these two dumb cunts laughing at?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you laughing at? Who said something funny?
Right.
Snooki?
Well, Snooki probably farted.
Them Kim Kardashian queefed. Yeah. High-fived.
No, your queefs are louder than my farts.
Like, and they high-fived. This is so strange. It's such a strange time we live in. And no, you know, when I say dumb cunts, I say it with all love. I don't really think they're cunts. I mean, I think they're just doing their thing, you know? I got no hate for it. I find it fascinating.
I haven't even watched that show, not one episode.
I watched it twice.
Did it hurt your brain?
It makes you grip the seat, where you're like, what is going on? Like, it makes you realize, like, these are real people, man. This Jersey Shore is, they'll fight over anything. Fuck you, you whore! They'll throw shit at each other. They tackle each other and pull hair and turn into these crazy slap fights, and they know cameras are on. They know. They don't give a fuck.
Well, that's what these reality shows are. It's like a bunch of scientists putting a bunch of rats in a little glass cage and, like, let's see the males mate with all the females and fight.
They're sending Jersey Shore to Italy for season 4. They just announced in, like, the Italian American interest group Unico or whatever said that they're just pissed. They are so angry.
Well, those people aren't even all, I mean, Snooki's not Italian, right? I don't think they're all Italian.
She's like Puerto Rican or something?
I can't believe we were even talking about them. It's so stupid.
Oh, we shouldn't.
But we should. It's fascinating. We should, just like when you go to the zoo and there's one monkey who's throwing his shit at the glass. You want to, you know, it's not like this monkey is beneath me talking about him. No, man. That's, you know, these are monkeys. These Jersey Shore people are just a different type of monkey. Yeah. You can look at it like it's such a trivial thing to talk about and discuss, but it's really like scientific work.
What's weird is most of them remind me of myself when I was like 18,
right.
And I was like, wow, crew palm, I put my bangs up, I'm going, you know, I'm going to go, you know, like I felt trying like, cool. But now I look back at it, I'm like, dude, that is so embarrassing.
This guy, the situation, however retarded he might come off, he's obviously working very hard. He's got like videos and exercise videos, and he's trying to make something happen.
Isn't he behind a protein vodka?
I don't know. He probably is. I mean, he's got a bunch of shit going on. He's obviously trying to make the most of the situation. You know, when you see guys like that, you just got to think, this is just someone from a different world. That's all it is. It's from a world where you grow up around people like that, and that kind of behavior is acceptable. I mean, I never lived in Jersey Shore, but I was born in Newark, and I lived in New Jersey, and I have relatives from New Jersey, and I grew up in Boston, and that behavior is a lot more fucking common than you think. You know, and if everybody in your house behaves like that, if it's always like, Joey, what the fuck is this?
Hey. Man, you don't fucking see him on the phone here.
If that's every day, I mean, those are real live people out there, man. There's a bunch of people that's their every day, yelling and screaming shit at each other. Come on, bro, this fucking guy doesn't know who I am, bro. This guy doesn't know who I am.
I'm so glad I only had two Italians growing up near me, or three.
They're monkeys. That's me, so I can say it. I'm three-quarter monkey. They're fucking apes. They're squawking apes. They like to get on top of cars and jump up and down and bang on them just like a chimp would. All that yelling. It's not a coincidence that they're the loudest motherfuckers on the planet.
No, you know what? I have a lot of family in New York. My parents are from Brooklyn, and all of my aunts are like the whole, how are you doing? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, they're brutal.
But it's funny. But it's very, like, up there.
Well, you know what, though? It's fun, though. They're festive people. You know, I'm only bullshitting that I totally hate it because they have the best food ever. I would take Italian food over everything. And I am Italian. Yeah. I'm three-quarters Italian, so I can't be that self-hating. But there's that passion that makes them. It's a crazy race.
Right.
You know, there's some rakes like the Armenians. Armenians are fucking crazy, man. Have you ever, you know, I know a bunch of Armenians from the Ultimate Fighter, from you know, the UFC fights, from just training. A lot of them do jiu-jitsu. Those guys are fucking down to just punch you in the face.
Yeah, they seem so aggressive.
They're wild. They're wild dudes. It's like a whole race of wild dudes.
Yeah.
But that's just the way they are. I mean, you know, if you're born into that situation, what the fuck? You know, mm-hmm. You know how hard it must be to try to not be that if you're growing up around your dad and you're in a tight-knit family, so they're all together. They all act just like each other, and there's fucking 10 of them in a house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, when for real, I mean, if you, those are very family-oriented people.
Yeah.
The Armenians, they just, you know, everyone's over the house. Grandma, grandpa, the cousins are visiting. It's like, they're very family. So they're all like, hey, what the fuck? They're all like super, like, intense people.
Burbank is like filled to the top with Armenians.
Oh, yeah,
and it's like my Starbucks and stuff. They sit out there and play poker. And like you like walk in and they all stare at you. Like, they're giving you like, we could trade him.
My friend Armin the Armenian. My friend Armin was a pool player back in my pool playing days. And he was, this motherfucker would just gamble. He wanted to gamble constantly. Right. Come on, you got no heart. Come on, gamble. Let's gamble. Just always wanted to gamble. Armenians, even in pool, they're like aggressive.
Right. And the place where I get my haircut, which is like Fantastic Sam's or like, you know, $8 haircut type place. And they're all Armenians in there too, that are all the family members of the guys that are playing poker outside. And so they kind of like know who you are from, you know, just going to Starbucks every day. So I sit down and it's the most uncomfortable haircut ever. Like, it feels like, I always think that she's going to take the scissors and just stab it through my head. So that's what I'm thinking.
Why?
When I'm getting my haircut. I'm like, don't stab the scissors through
my head. Why do you feel like
because
that?
Because it's very intense. You need to get a haircut with me, and you'll understand. It's a very,
I want to get a scary haircut.
It's a very intense. Armenians are very intense.
What if you're right? What if you're right, and it's just, which haircut is she going to fucking snap?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like
if I had those thoughts, I wouldn't even go anymore. That's like your intuition.
Well, see, the thing is I go to the Starbucks every day. I'm mixed in with these people. Yeah. Keep your enemies close. You know, like if they start, you know, throwing grenades, they're going to be like, hey, you know, better stand over here, man. You know, I'd rather have that.
You want to be in with them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well,
you can't beat them.
So
you
say hi to them when you see them. Hi, guys.
I did the nod. I did the open the door when they're coming in and out. I, you know.
Yeah. You don't go so far as to make friends with them, though.
No.
Mike, what's up, Mike?
No. I don't do
today?
That with anybody, though.
I'm very,
like I told you last week, I keep very hidden like a ninja.
Low profile.
Right.
Why is that?
Because, I don't
know. It's easier, right?
It's easier.
Avoid conflict.
Absolutely.
I think I talked to that old man building your shed in your backyard more than you did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I talked about his daughter's dogs.
Yeah.
What's with people that just want to start telling you shit about their life?
Yeah. He told me a lot.
It's very... When you get stuck with one of those motherfuckers and you realize, like, it starts off as a normal conversation, like, what's going on, man? Nothing. How you doing? Nah, everything's good, man. How about yourself? Well, it would have been better if it wasn't for last week.
Right.
You know, last week, my daughter married this man, and I tried to tell her to stay away from this fellow, but she didn't want to listen. And you're like, oh, no.
That's too bad.
Now
guy.
I'm fucked.
Yeah, see,
now
that's what I try to get out of and stay away from is that kind of shit.
That shit is brutal. That shit was... Yeah, you're like a beaten woman. You're afraid of men. You become a lesbian. You become a social lesbian.
Right. You know who's the best is Joey Diaz getting out of those situations, though.
Sometimes, listen, dog, you got to do what you got to do. Hold on. He'll make his phone ring.
Yeah, he'll make his phone ring. He's like, I even saw once when this waitress at the Ice House, Pasadena Ice House, this waitress was talking so much. Finally, he goes, please, you're giving me an ear beating. Seriously. I need to get out of here.
That was like
halfway through
Joey Diaz meets Ernie and Bert. No.
Hey,
Cookie Monster.
Hey,
who's that? Oscar the Grouch?
Cookie Monster.
Is it the Cookie Monster?
Cookie Monster. Hey, cookies.
That's what it sounded like.
It does.
Okay, so anyway. So Joey told her that he's getting an ear beating.
Getting an ear beating and just like started
Did
going.
Did she stop?
Yeah. She
Some
took
people,
the
you have to say that.
Wow.
Some people you cannot hint.
She did that laugh thing like, oh, and kind of like.
Oh, that's the worst away. Feeling being silenced like that.
Right.
Well, sort of, but maybe she's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the only way to get her away.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she would have just sat down with us and started talking to us.
Right.
Some people just don't know.
Some people need those checks just, you know, because they're always going to do it unless somebody says something.
Wouldn't it be fucking badass if you could test drive people's brains? If you could be like, I wonder how dumb this motherfucker really is. Can I just climb inside your head for 5 minutes?
Right. Well, you'll be able to rent it someday, probably. Yeah, Malkovich. Dude, have you seen John Malkovich lately?
No.
Have you seen it ever?
Is it called
The
Being
Movie?
John
yeah,
Being
John Malkovich.
Malkovich. Yeah, I've
such
seen
a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, just rewatched
but
it.
Could you imagine if you could pilot, you know, if you could, like, I want to know what it feels like to be a girl. So you pilot Allison.
Yeah.
For, like, just pilot her around the house
being
for, like, an
Allison
hour.
Allison Shula.
And she just stays silent and lets you move around and look through her eyes. You know, she knows you're in there. She lets you in there. And you can move. She, like, goes silent. You walk her around. You move her body around. You finger yourself.
Right.
You do whatever you want. You have her body for 1 hour.
And then I trick her to get into herself.
You could sleep with a bunch of guys.
I don't think I would do that. I would definitely finger myself, though. For sure. Wouldn't you?
I would do that stuff. Yeah,
I'd get a dildo.
I would, yeah, pee on myself and all that crap. Yeah,
you realize when you start using a fleshlight, yeah, sex is way better, but it's pretty fucking good, and that's why girls with dildos, like, you know, I never got that. I was like, why don't you stick some rubber dick inside of you? Mm-hmm. It's not as good as a real dick, but I bet it's probably pretty fucking close,
right?
You know, girls. I would definitely. If I was a girl for 10 minutes, I'd finger myself.
I would try to have sex with another woman while it was that
really?
Woman. Yeah.
Try to make out with her?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what if you turned midnight and turned into a pumpkin? Like, boing! All of a sudden, look, I got a dick. You're like, it's like 11:58. You know it would be great right now if I was a guy and you were a girl. But I'm not attracted to guys. Ever since my uncle touched me, I'm really only attracted to... Boing!
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. I forgot to tell you. I was going to turn into a dude. Listen, can we keep going? Can you keep going? No.
That would be cool if you could keep going, because she'd already be horny, and then she'd be like, fine.
She'd be creeped out because she just told you about her uncle, and then all of a sudden a big hard dick's in front of her.
I think if I saw that actually happen, I would probably freak the fuck out.
No, yeah. you're probably
into a dude. Wiener. Could you imagine just morphing? Like, because there's certain animals that change sex. That's not unusual in nature. It happens in a bunch of situations. Certain animals start off as a woman and they become a male, or vice versa, and they can change dependent on certain insects and certain worms and shit. I think they can change dependent on whether or not there's enough males or enough females in the population.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's variable. Yeah, there's a bunch of, like, simple organisms that can do that. So if simple organisms can do that, why can't like, fucking humans? Yeah. That was the part of the movie Splice. Oh. You don't even know. Really? The movie Splice. It was an amazing movie. What's that guy's name? Adrian Brody?
I could have bought that movie for...
Adrian Brody.
Oh, I remember seeing
a brilliant scientist. And what he did was he managed to splice together, I don't know, was like alien.
Oh, and they make the worst child ever.
What was it like?
It was an alien,
like,
girl.
A person and some other shit.
I saw the trailer.
Okay. It was like a person and some other shit, like maybe a frog or something.
A raptor.
And they made, like, this little alien baby. And this is how dumb the premise is. They keep this alien baby at this laboratory, and it grows into a full-grown human in, like, a couple of months, and they just keep it in the basement, and they just, like, hanging out with her in the basement. But now all of a sudden she's a chick and she's kind of hot, except her eyes are, like, too far apart. That's, like, the only thing that you can tell. So this thing is, like, maybe 3 months old, and it's an attractive woman thing, and it gets scared, but if it wants to, it can kill you, okay? And then maybe 3 weeks after that, he starts fucking it.
Wow.
So Adrian Brody is fucking this 3-month-old alien baby thing. I swear I'd shut that thing off in the middle of my Adrian Brody story.
Who do you think it is?
I don't know. It's probably the fence guy. Oh, it's a toll-free call, you cunts.
Well, that's pretty weird. So he starts fucking the thing that's 3 months
I would
old.
Not.
So he's like, that's gross. This thing is only a couple of months old.
I would have not waited that long. I would have fucked that thing the first second that it looked like a girl. And it was like, oh, I made you.
Ugh.
Wouldn't you? You would do the same thing.
No, you wouldn't fuck this. First of all, because it didn't totally look like a person. It had wings, okay?
Oh. That's disgusting.
It had crazy feet. It had like the back legs were like horse legs
and
shit.
Did it talk in English?
No, it made noises.
Like, oh, it made noises?
Yeah, it was way retarded. And then at the end of the movie, it becomes a male. Something happens. It goes through some, really, it's not feeling well. And some weird shit. They think it's going to die. And it becomes a male.
And Adrian Brody had sex with it.
Yeah. And the male starts jacking. And I think it kills Adrian Brody at the end. I don't remember. It was so bad I couldn't remember.
Wow.
It was such a dumb movie. It was like,
spoiler alert.
When it was over, you're like, well, shut the fuck up. You know, there's no spoilers in this movie. When the movie sucks that bad, you're allowed to talk about it. You know, it's like, it's fun. It's fun to watch because it's bad. Like, it's a giggle fest.
Does she have boobs? Like, did they
have
nipples?
She's got, like, some little tits. Yeah.
Now, see, that could have turned me the right way.
Well, she's real aggressive, too. And big, you know, and, like, powerful and shit. Yeah. She was really kind of creepy. But she's supposed to be 4 fucking months old.
Right.
You know, or whatever. At the most, 6. I mean, they had to get her out of the lab. You know, and she acts like a child. She, like, curls up and cuddles with them like a child and gets scared and cries. Ugh. But then she, like, eat a cat and shit.
Did he just start fucking her? Like, raping her? Did he, like, comb
her
hair first?
She came onto him. And next thing you know, he's boner. And I swear to God, the whole theater is howling laughing.
Wow, I gotta see it.
Really?
Howling laughing.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I felt bad that I was laughing. I felt I can't laugh at this. Fuck, I'm gonna be that dick in the movie theater laughing.
Yeah.
But then other people started laughing too. I was going, oh no! And then other people started laughing out loud, and then it just became a wave through the whole theater. That's Everybody awesome. Was just going, no, oh, what wow. the? People were just going, what the fuck?
They were LMFAO-ing.
That's one of the cool awesome. Things about going to see a movie in Hollywood. Like, a lot of times when you go see a movie in Hollywood, like, you know, there's like a lot of cool people in the audience, yeah. man. And sometimes some shit, stupid shit will happen in a movie and everyone agrees. Like, right. everyone is like, what is this?
Yeah, that happened when I was watching the trailers to Inception. And it was, what's that guy making? He made that movie where everyone's in a village and they don't know.
Oh, Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Yeah,
The Devils.
It showed like his name in the whole theater. Yeah,
same
up.
Thing happened in my Hilarious. Theater.
Oh, really?
We've talked about this before. I've seen it three times. The Devil, when it came on, everyone just started going, oh, you know. Like,
I mean, like, this looks cool, but that mother of that fucking disappointing cocksucker.
He needs to change his name.
No, man, I'm telling you, that Devil movie was pretty good.
Was
I liked
it?
That movie, yeah. I took a chance. I'm desperate for a good horror movie.
It seems like that's he's gotten to a point where a lot of people probably aren't going to watch that movie.
Well, apparently he did not direct this, I don't think. I think he just produced it.
Get your name off it, bro.
Yeah, man, you might have cost yourself $50 million.
Right.
I was doing like tech support 2 months ago, and as I was working from home, I would watch horror movies over and over again, like just random ones on Netflix. And I would watch probably like 2 a day. To the point where, like, 2 weeks went by, and I'm like, I need to switch it up. Like, I've been watching this shit too much. I had, like, weird dreams and shit.
Sometimes there's a problem with, like, the celebrity director. Like, the M. Night Shyamalan's boom. You know? Like, because there's a bunch of movies that are really good movies that don't have that. You know? They don't... That doesn't say, you know, James Cameron's boom. But there's... When with certain dudes, like, their name... Like, M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong is the number one.
Right.
His name is just immediately associated with all of his movies.
What movie did he fail at that everybody hates him so much?
They all suck.
The one with the...
The Sixth Sense was the last good one.
The Water
good.
Bitch.
The Unbreakable was okay, but it was really slow. But then there was... The Water one was so dumb. Water. And the Plant one. And I didn't even see the Plant one, but everybody told me the Plant one was fucking god-awful. Did you see the Plant one?
No.
The Happening? I saw a gang of them that made me nuts.
Yeah,
I saw. I forget which ones. I can't remember, but I still take chances. I'm a sheep. I'm like, it's a big film. What's it, Friday night? The big film. Let's go see it. Fuck it.
Right.
I'll just sit there and try to watch it, man. Sit there with my popcorn and try not to think this is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a good movie. That the Devil was not bad. It was tricky. You know, it was good enough. You know, it was a good horror movie. You know, I expected it to suck and it did not. Right. There's fucking not enough good horror movies out there, man. Good
There's
monster
not.
Movies.
I don't remember. I think Human Centipede was the last one I watched. That's more just gross.
Man, I don't need to see. I want to see monsters. Somebody make some good monsters.
Did you
movies.
See Human Centipede?
I got it. I didn't watch it.
No, you should watch it for the creep fest of it.
Really?
I mean, it's one of those movies I only was going to turn off
after
the first 20 minutes. It's I just sick. Wanted to get a taste of it. But then I kind of got addicted to the fact that it was so creepy. And I was just like, I got to see what's happening here. I mean, it's not good. I don't like it. But it's definitely worth seeing just because the characters in it are fucking creepy as fuck.
Have you seen the movie Shutter Island?
Yes.
Okay, that one was not surprising and whatever, but there's a movie called Madhouse. And
it wasn't surprising?
Yeah, because you kind of knew it was going to happen. It's like, oh, he's obviously going to be the crazy person.
That movie was a hot subject of debate amongst me and my friends.
Really?
Yeah. Most of us thought, like, I went to see it with Segura and with Eddie Bravo, and we all thought that it was a bad movie.
Me too.
I felt like... You can't just show me a bunch of shit and then say, oh, psych, he was crazy the whole time. It was all a dream.
See, if you go on like Netflix, look at Madhouse. It's just like Shutter Island, but with like unknown actors.
Really?
And completely better story, better ending. And like, I wish that one made it to theaters.
Yeah, that Shutter Island one, it looked badass and it seemed kind of interesting. But when you found out that he was crazy, like halfway, there was one point in time when you kind of knew that things were a little wonky. Like, okay, this is all of a sudden we've entered into this unrealistic, like, how's he climbing up these mountains, you know, and by the ocean. Remember that part by the ocean when he climbed in the cave?
Into that, like, right. lighthouse?
And, yeah, and you start thinking, okay, obviously he's crazy. Like, what's going on? But you can't have a movie where you have everything make sense and then all of a sudden it doesn't and oh, it was a dream.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a cheap trick, you
That's
kind
of like a slap in the face to all the viewers.
Yeah. I mean, I get you're trying to be crafty. It's just, I don't think it's successful. I didn't think it was good.
I wonder how some movies get put out and pass all the people they need to pass, and then it gets such bad viewer responses.
Well, the big part about the whole movie business is the producers. The big part about the movie business is the people that come up with the money.
So it's not they get
just
that.
Well, it's a bunch of different people get involved. They, you know, it's not just the people who wrote it or the people who are, you know, performing the characters. There's a lot of other shit behind the scenes, mm-hmm. you know, and there's a lot of cooks, and everybody's got their own idea what should be in and should be not in. I've seen a bunch of things that were really good get fucked up. A bunch of things. The Man Show and Doug and I did it. That got all fucked up by other people involved.
Look at this Green Hornet movie, man. Have you seen the preview for that? That looks like somebody.
But I was going to say that the best example, there was a movie that I did a long time ago. It was a terrible movie. It was called Frank McCluskey CI or PI, Private Investigator, I think it was. Anyway, it was this kid, I forget his name, Dave, who's the lead, who's a really funny guy. And he was doing all these different, I should add a respect to him, find out what the fuck his last name is.
That Green Hornet movie looks fucking nasty.
Well, I'm wondering if it's supposed to be funny.
Well, what I'm saying is, with this guy, when I did this movie, Dave Sheridan, that's his name. When I did this movie, this fucking kid's hilarious. And he would have, and him and his friend wrote it, right? So he had, like, they were, like, going over the scenes and what's the best way to make him funny. And the dude was really good. Like, he's a really good actor. He was in, like a Scary Movie, and he's been in a bunch of different films. So anyway, he's performing the scene, and like he'll come in and hit it his way. But there's all these no one knows who this guy is, right? So there's all these like suits in the room, and these guys with like fucking expensive cufflinks and Rolex watches and suspenders, and they're giving this dude literally giving him takes, like do it like this, like when you walk in, I want you to whoa. Like this, I watched this guy do this, and I'm like, this is what happens when these motherfuckers get power. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they think that they're creative. All of a sudden, they want to influence these funny people making their shit. Just because you've backed a bunch of movies and you've got a bunch of successful movies under your belt doesn't mean you know how to make something funnier. Mm-hmm. But they all just want to get their greasy fingerprints on it. Like, it's a big problem in Hollywood. It's like no one lets, like, the smaller the group, the better. That's what it's got to be. The smaller the group, the better. And you can't make what they're doing better. You can't go in and go, no. You guys are focusing too much on this. It's too much that. You got to bring it back. Make it like this. All you're going to do is cause chaos. All you're going to do is interrupt. So either they make something that you enjoy or they don't. But you can't add to the process. It's like, say if you were, like someone was building a car. They were making a Porsche. And you're like, I don't like the way this front end looks. What I want the front end to be stick up like this. It's like a cobra, like it's coming at you. And they'd go, hey, that doesn't work because there's aerodynamics. Like, we need aerodynamics. See, scientifically, it doesn't work. But I think it would really work. We got to figure out a way to make this work. And you'd be like, well, this is stupid. You're not a car designer. Well, it's mm-hmm. the same thing with these assholes. They're not funny. They're not actors. They're not comedians. They're just fucking people with money that have financed a bunch of movies.
So you can
and,
get it.
Yeah.
Done.
And so if you're doing a TV show, if you're doing a movie, there's a bunch of different people that have their say. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how John Travolta gets cast as John Gotti. There's a bunch, you know, and, you know, you look at a guy like that, you're like, okay, it's a big name. We got John Travolta. John Travolta for Gotti. It's very controversial. Maybe we should go with it. It's going to get a lot of press. John Travolta is Gotti.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I guarantee if we find the guy who wrote that thing, he's like probably fucking pulling his hair out. John Travolta, really? My epistotus, my greatest work of all time? John Travolta for John Gotti. I was undercover. I wrote this book. I wore a wire, you cocksucker. I risked my life, my family's life, and fucking John Travolta.
Don't they love him for Grease, though?
Like, hey. Oh, no, not anymore. No. After the picture in the Inquirer of him kissing another man.
Wait, really?
Took a step back.
Yeah, I told you about that.
Re-examine this.
He's getting off a jet, and there's a picture of him mouth kissing.
A bunch of people that know him that have said it online, that have said it in interviews, that thought it was like out. They thought it was like, you know, there was a big article, and like, I think it was Vanity Fair. Some dude that Travolta used to bone just talked about how, you know, he would just go to bathhouses and shit and hook up with dudes.
Remember the Family Guy, the last Family Guy, I think it was, where it shows that Grease, where they fly out into the air, you know, like in the car. And then it was like the bonus scene that they cut out of the movie where they're just like, oh my God, it's cold up here. It's cold up here. You know, because they're just flying through the sky. And then she's like, warm me up, you know, hold me, warm me up. And he goes, hey, I'm good. You know, like a gay joke to Travolta on the Family Guy. Mm-hmm.
That's funny. You know, I understand that if he was gay, and I'm not saying he is because I don't know, you know, mm-hmm. but if he was, I totally understand him not wanting to tell people because of his business.
Yeah.
You don't get to play the lead in movies if they know you're gay.
Yeah.
Because there's just a big chunk of America, like, you know, fucking probably like 30 or 40%. This is just not going to go see a movie where John Travolta is kissing girls and has a girlfriend or a wife if you know that he's gay.
Yeah, but don't you usually get to a certain point in money, at least, or where you don't need to worry about not getting lead roles anymore? You could still probably make money, you know, especially if you're gay.
Like, go to commercials.
Yeah, or...
That's easier said than done, man. You know, a lot of people don't want to disappoint their fans. A lot of people are worried. One of the reasons why, you know, certain alleged organizations protect their members from homosexual, you know, rumors and all, you know, anybody finding out that they're gay, is because they're trying to protect them as a business. They're trying to use like a systematic approach as a business to maximize their opportunity. Like, look, if you can come out, but if you do, here's what's going to happen. First of all, you're only going to come out to strangers. Your friends all know you're gay anyway, right? That's all that matters, your friends. And if you come out, there's a bunch of roles you're not going to get. There's a bunch of things you're going to get pushed away for, and there might be a few opportunities that you miss. And when it's all over, let's write a book. We'll write a book. We'll say you're gay. But for now, let's say you're not gay.
And we'll throw in a couple quirks or perks. Like, yeah, you can be the woman in Hairspray. Sure.
Yeah. Every now and then you can play a girl. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of funny. You know, it's a fucking interesting thing, man. The way the human sexual system is wired.
There
you
know? Is this ad that, or maybe like a preview on the news, and it's like Oprah tells a big secret like next week at 4, and I'm like, isn't it always kind of questionable? If
she's a white man.
She's a white man. No one ever saw that coming.
Oprah. Yeah. What was the secret?
I don't know. I don't think it aired yet.
Her big secret is that she's going to be a lesbian with that girl, right?
Yeah. Don't people think that already?
A lot of people think that, yeah.
Why? What? Wait, did you just bring up Oprah? Like, I was watching Oprah the other day.
No, it was like on the news.
That's
like
what happens when you bring chicks to the show, bro. They just start bringing up Oprah.
When do I watch Oprah?
I watch it occasionally just to see. It's like, I just need to know that that side exists.
Did you subscribe to the Oprah channel, Joe?
No, I haven't. You have to pay for it?
I don't know.
I'll watch it.
Would you?
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, I will every now and then just to see what the fuck is up. I watch everything, man. I watch hunting shows. I watch super, super, like, right-wing political shows. I watch people like a scientist. Like, I just want to know what the fuck is out there, you know? I don't watch a lot of shit I don't watch for entertainment. I watch for, like, I just watch to see what is this, you know? Like, you know, so many shows, man. Like, religious shows. I love watching religious shows. Mm-hmm. Dude, I watched Steve Harvey on this religious show. It was fucking awesome. First of all, he's crying about the pressures of being famous. It was amazing. You know, some cats don't know. Cats don't know what it's like. Like, complaining about being this multi-millionaire celebrity. And then he started talking about God, and it was just brilliant. It was just amazing stuff he was saying. He was like, what did he say? He goes, if a cat don't have God in his life, I don't even want to talk to you. You're silly. You're a silly person. It was awesome. Like, if you don't believe in God, you're a silly person.
I had a friend do that to me.
Love it.
She told me, Allison, we can't be friends anymore because you're not a woman of God. And I'm like, bitch, I was fucking confirmed.
You should have just started kissing her.
Is that what I should have
done? Yeah,
you should have finger on shit.
Let's checked her oil.
Friends. Say, shut up, bitch. You want to taste your pussy? Suck my fingers.
I should have said that.
Pussy. Your pussy tastes like that. You're a bad girl. I am a bad girl. She just would have went right with it.
Yeah.
Dirty little God-loving bitch.
Yeah.
So how was the conclusion? Did you guys break up? No more friendies? No more besties?
Yeah, I know. We kind of met up, I guess, a year ago, but this happened like when we were 15. And I was like, are you fucking crazy?
15,
now?
She went God, huh?
Yeah. See, it happened.
Self-righteous little cunt.
Yeah, it was weird.
That's ridiculous. You don't know what the fuck is up when you're 15.
I know, right?
You did go to Catholic school?
Yeah, I went to Catholic school for like 4 years.
Oh. Yeah. Catholic school's rough. Yeah. So much guilt and strain and stress, and so many people that come from guilt and strain and stress have their kids in there. So there's fucking strain in the home. A lot of repression. It's one of the most depressing religions.
Yeah, you know? I didn't like it at all. We used to go to like confession for like once a week. And I'm like, I'm not doing this. And I got kicked out in ninth grade. So I went to public school. So I was like,
religion, they would have got me if I was like with the Mormons or something like that. Or someone fun. Right. Someone looks like they have a good time.
Buddha.
Like I have friends that are Mormons when they go to church. It's like basically you sit around with a bunch of people's families. You say some nice things about God and you leave. Nobody feels like shit. Nobody feels like a fucking sinner, like a piece of shit.
I talked to two Mormons maybe like a couple months ago while they were walking around and I was on a jog. We started talking and I said, oh, you guys don't ever have like a time to relax, go see a movie or whatever? And they're like, no, we can only rest for 7 hours on Wednesday. And that's what we do, our laundry. But the rest of the time we're scouting around and knocking on people's doors. I'm like,
well,
are you serious?
Okay, you're talking about missionaries.
Yeah, the people are on the missions.
Yeah, this isn't like, you know, everybody doesn't have to do that.
Only some of them do that.
No, these are just the people that want to like go and recruit people.
Yeah.
Like bicycles. Yeah, and then I think they call them elders or something.
Elder,
like that.
He's like, my name's Elder John. I'm like, what's your real
name? How fucking hilarious is a young dude coming up to you calling himself Elder? Get the fuck out of here.
Pretty hot.
This person that I know that is a Mormon. Just recently, they've completely abandoned it. So it's been kind of fascinating. So they had some things happen to them in their life, and they just decided the religion really doesn't make sense anymore. It's kind of weird. It's weird when that happens, man, when all of a sudden someone just goes, oh, what was I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew people that used to be Christians, like were super, super Christian, and then they just kind of lightened up on it a bit. You know, mm-hmm. Like Rampage Jackson at one point in time wouldn't stop swearing. Didn't want to have premarital sex, so he got married. Like, the whole deal went super full-blown Christian.
So that was just the girl making him do that, probably?
I don't know, man. I think at some point in time, people get real, real nervous, and they really want to believe that there's an answer. You know, they really want to believe that someone's got a book from 3,000 years ago with all the shit in it. It's all in here, man. It's all in here. You can live a perfect life. And if you're around people that really, truly believe it, here's the deal, man. It fucking works. If you're around someone who's a real, true, practicing Christian, I mean, think about what that is. For a real, true, practicing Christian, you are just doing Christian things. You're trying to be loving and love your neighbor and do charitable things for your community. I mean, that's really what it's supposed to be all about. And if you do that, that really will make you a happier person. So it does work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's the reason why it works is because you're tricking yourself into believing that this 2,000-year-old book written by people who thought the world was flat and the sun was 17 miles away has all the fucking answers. That's ridiculous. But the fact that if you believe in something like that, it's like a placebo effect for your life.
Yeah, I was actually at work, and one of my bosses, he's a pastor also, and he hands me that Rick Warren's book. He's like,
what is that?
It's like Rick Warren's like The Chosen Path. It's a Catholic or a Christian book that a pastor wrote.
Oh.
It's like one of the best-selling books ever.
Really?
Yeah.
The crazy ones are is it two guys? They have like some whole series of like super 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 popular books, but it's all about like the apocalypse.
Oh, I don't know.
Mm.
You don't know about this? Yeah, there's
Rick Warren at
I think there's a group of two guys, and they're like the best-selling authors in America, and people don't even know about them. God, I gotta find this out right now. I hate when this happens. But these,
did you read the religious book?
No, he handed it to me, and I was like, "What's this for?" And he's just like, "I want you to read this," and I'm like, "Well, I don't want to read this, so you could have it back." And he's like, "Why don't you want to read it? It's just like, you know, briefing on the Bible and whatnot." And I just told him, even though he's a pastor, like, I don't want to read this. Listen, like, I'm at work right now. I don't need to read this.
Okay,
I'm not lost.
Here's the guys. There's two guys named Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins. And they write these books called The Left Behind series. And with these, they made them into movies. And I have two of them. I have both of them because they're fucking awesome. And they're with Kirk Cameron. And it's all about how Jesus comes back and everybody dies. But the Christians get taken to heaven and everybody here is fucked.
Do they believe
left
this?
Behind.
Or is this like fictional?
Oh, yeah, they believe it. This
really?
Is the apocalypse. This is the real shit. God's going to come back. And if you're not saved, that's why these nutbags like Kirk Cameron, that's why you see him talking to gangbangers and you know, trying to get them to, you know, to come to God. Like, he really believes that Jesus is going to just show up and everybody's going to be taken to heaven and everybody else is going to be stuck and fucked and left back behind here on earth in a godless world with no laws and all the good Christians will be gone. And they'll be stuck. He really believes that. And it's these books are fucking huge, huge, huge sellers. Like millions and millions of copies. Some of the most successful books in America. Some of the most successful fiction. It's
or
pretty
he's
crazy
completely
shit.
Full of shit. And he's just dollar bills.
Well, I don't think so, man. I think they started out probably. I don't know, man. You think they're full of shit completely?
Who knows, man? I mean, look at like all these people that ever get in trouble for like, you know.
I think he's gay.
These religious guys.
If I had to bet money on Kirk Cameron being gay or not gay.
Oh, dude, he had a perm when he was on Growing Pains.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. So did, I'm trying to think of somebody good. I think Tommy Morrison made out a perm at one point in time. Wait a minute, he has AIDS. Bad example. But when I see him like trying to convert people, I'm like, what are you running from, dude? Why are you so into this? What's that about? Why is that consuming your humanism?
Yeah.
It's a gay thing.
Or money.
Dude, it's gay.
Gay money.
Gay and money? You think so?
I don't know. To me, it just seems like it's a smart thing that he's doing. The same reason why there's clean comics.
You would say that, but this guy goes and has like debates against like scientists, and they look really stupid. Him and his buddy. He's got a buddy that has a... I forget this fucking buddy's name. His buddy's retarded. Ray Comfort, okay? Right. And you ever seen the banana thing?
Right.
Where he says that the banana was designed by God, and this is how he can prove it. He shows that the banana fits in your hand, then he peels the banana and eats it and shows this is an evolutionist nightmare, because this is like clear evidence of creation, that God has created this fruit. Like, he fucking really meant that when he was saying it.
God created a dick. It also fits in the hand. It also gives you juice when you are thirsty after killing dinosaurs. But no, he has to do that kind of shit, though, in order for him to make this money, then to be legit, to sell all these books, he has to also do bullshit like that, you know?
He would have to be a way better actor than he's capable of, because these two guys are so dumb in these debates, and they're so fascinating. There's no way you could not believe what they're saying and say the things they're saying.
No.
I don't think, unless it's like one big, gigantic, you know, multi-decade hustle. I don't think so. I think they're just knuckleheads. You know, I think there's knuckleheads, and they get married to an idea, and then they just stick with that motherfucker,
right?
Whether it makes sense or not. But these dudes, these left behind dudes, I want to know what their circulation is.
I'm sure you do.
I do, baby.
What's their circulation? Shit. By the way, Oprah disclosed that her news was that she has a half sister. She didn't know about.
What? That's news?
They make it all big.
How ridiculous is that? How is that news?
I don't know. Well, everything with Oprah's news, I mean, it's kind of like when you get put in that certain class of...
Why is that news?
Old black lady.
Yeah, what is it?
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's very weird.
I can't find out how many books this thing sold. Not quickly, but it was a fuckload officially. A fuckload of books. That's all about these people being left behind. It's fucking awesome. If you ever want to get blazed, then watch Kirk Cameron. It rocks. It's really good.
I'd rather watch Growing Pains blazed.
that would be good, too.
At least they're like Tracy Gold's in there, you know? Let's get some Tracy Gold.
Have you been paying attention to what's going on in Yellowstone?
Mm-mm.
Yellowstone National Park, you know, has a caldera supervolcano that erupts every 600,000 to 800,000 years, and just fucking, it's a continent killer. It kills like almost everything on the continent. It'll kill like 2/3 of all living things on North America. Well, the magma has been bulging, and it's got these bulging pocket swells where the earth is lifting. And there's all these photos of them online.
Now, question:
and they're starting to freak out.
When are we due? What? How long?
Well,
has
they
it
don't
been?
Know. Well, see, it's been about 600,000 years, so it really could happen. They're not. They were concerned. They said they were concerned for a while, but then they're not. Now they're not anymore because it stopped doing what they were worried it could do. But the bottom line is, it's completely unpredictable. They don't know when it can happen or why it happens or what causes it.
When they say it's a continent killer, like it would destroy the whole continent, is that like maximum? And then the minimum is like, oh, it will ruin like the Taco Bell next door, you know?
Well, this is what it is, dude. It's 300 kilometers wide.
Right.
And it's a super volcano, which means when it blows up, you know, Mount St. Helens is like a volcano, and then at the top there's a small area where all the lava was shooting up in the air.
Right.
Well, this isn't like that. What this is like the top part, mm-hmm. but the top part is 160 miles wide.
Wow.
And it shoots straight up in the air like a fucking mile high wall of lava.
God. Now, did they?
And then nuclear winter occurs because the entire surface of the earth gets covered in fucking ash. Like, right. No planes can fly. Remember that little tiny baby ass volcano that blew up in Iceland and everybody got fucked? Nobody can even fly anywhere. But when this one blows, it's...
Did they totally do
dead.
Anything to, like,
dude,
like take the, like drill holes
no,
in it to, like, release pressure?
Like
no. This is way too big. You got to move to Australia, bitch.
Exactly. Australia.
Move to Australia and have some canned food waiting.
Seriously.
If that motherfucker goes, it's going to go. We probably won't be able to do anything. You probably won't be able to get out in time. If we find out, like, tomorrow that Yellowstone's going to blow, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go?
That's why I keep that in my car, Joe. My emergency kit.
Okay. I hope that thing has a motorboat in it, because you're going to have to get the fuck
That's
out of
That's what I should put in there. That's a good idea. Get one of those rafts, those like blow up raft things.
Sure, because you know in Australia when it was fucking, when these crazy floods hit, there was sharks in the street.
Yeah.
Sharks, yeah. People spotted sharks, bull sharks, swimming down the street. That's how much water there was in Australia.
What would you do? Some guns.
If you knew molten lava was just coming and there is no escape, would you let it get you or would you kill yourself?
It's not even that. It's not the molten lava is going to fuck you. Yeah, that's bad. So molten lava is terrible. But it's all the other stuff that's going to get you too. The toxic rain, the fucking shit in the air where it fills your lungs up and kills you. Yeah. Like a lot of animals, like they found all these woolly mammoths and they were all dead. And they were dead in like this mass like field of them. And one of the things they found was that their lungs were all filled with like soot.
Oh, wow.
Like their lungs were filled with like volcanic ash. And so what happened was they just got caught in some big volcano eruption and they just breathed in all that smoke and it literally like turned their lungs into rocks.
Oh my God.
And they just die. You know, you get lungs filled with volcanic ash and it's like volcanic rocks, you know, basically in your body.
That's terrible.
It's terrible. Yeah. It cuts off your air. You can't breathe. The air is thick with this shit. And they all died.
Have you ever thought to get one of those chemical masks that you can get like at surplus stores?
You know,
like
when you need that chemical mask, everybody's dead anyway. You know, if you need that, I mean, what are you going to do? You're gonna be Mad Max? You're going to be out there on your own?
Save yourself.
Go walk around and hump some dead ladies and grab some wallets.
I don't know, man. A certain point in time, you got to say nighty-night.
If there really is a heaven or a hell and I did kill myself in that situation, I hope that they'd be like, it's okay, we get it.
Totally. No, see, they don't. Kill they yourself. Won't get it. There's what no exception to that. You can't kill yourself.
Kill yourself before you suffocate to death or molten lava attacks your body. Like, just well,
molten lava, Jesus probably, molten lava probably gets you really quick. I mean, if you fell in, I bet if you fell in a volcano, it would take like 1 second. You would just disappear.
Have you seen that movie Volcano? Is that what that's called?
I mean, how long could you last? That's what they used to do, man. In Hawaii, people were douchebags. They throw them in fucking in Pele. They throw them in a volcano, man. That's how they got rid of cunts. Yeah. That's how they get rid of people. That's how they execute them.
Oh, my God.
Back in the day, son.
Dizay.
Back when motherfuckers were wearing straw skirts, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Throwing spears at animals and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Sacrifice to the
gods. Wild pigs and shit. That'd be a wild place to live. Throwing people in a volcano. There was this documentary on lost tribes. And all these different people that are still living, you know, like they live thousands of years ago all over the world. And I was watching it and I was thinking to myself, man, what the fuck would I do if it all went back to this? How would I even want to go back to this? Like, what if society ended and all of a sudden you're making bows and arrows out of fucking bamboo trees and making your own twine? You're trying to feed your family by hunting food. Fuck, man. Really?
That'd be okay.
What?
Why? Why would you think that?
I don't know. It'd be kind of like, it'd be fun.
Be like camping?
It'd be different.
Yeah, it'd be like fun for like a week, and then you're like, I'm fucking hungry, and there's nothing to eat around here except this bird that won't sit still, and I need to make a...
Well, guess what? There's not that many animals. It's not nearly as many as you would need to sustain a population, okay? You know, we think of, you know, we'll go hunting. Well, you know, there's no animals to hunt anymore. It's not like it used to be 300 years ago where you could, you know, go anywhere near here and there'd be deer everywhere and all sorts of other animals to eat. Like, we pushed all those bitches out. There's, like, nothing left. You know, occasionally you'll see a deer in Hollywood. You know, like, you ever drive up Laurel Canyon and see a deer family and shit? It's a trip, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, you guys are still here, huh?
I was asking you that yesterday, if you ever see deer around here.
Yeah.
So it seems very empty.
I see deers and coyotes. And
we'd be fucked. We'd have to start eating each other.
Probably.
Definitely. Yeah. Dogs first, then people. There's no other food. How many fucking cows are there around here?
Someone's
You know, if you got no more cars, okay? Cars don't work anymore. Let's just get crazy, right? What are you going to do? You got no phones. You're going to start eating people. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
And then you're going to probably kill yourself. Gonna try to figure out a way to kill yourself after you eat a few people and you feel bad.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I couldn't. I don't know.
Couldn't eat a person? Would you rather die?
Yeah, I would kill myself before I eat a person. Probably. All right.
Speaking of killing yourself, this fucking bath salts thing. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I have. That's craziness.
This is for the folks that haven't heard, and this is not a joke. This isn't the Onion, okay? This is the Huffington Post, which is sometimes almost as funny as the Onion, but in a different way. Anyway, this is What they're saying is that there's chemicals that are sold as bath salts, and people are taking these and they're getting high with them. And it's making people like crazy, suicidal, doing nutty shit. Like this one guy took a skinning knife, it says, slit his face and stomach repeatedly. He survived, but other people haven't been lucky as they've been snorting, injecting, and snorting powders such as innocuous-sounding names as Ivory Wave, Red Dove, and Vanilla Sky. So it basically turns you into some fucking homicidal, suicidal maniac.
Well, that's crazy. Who was the first person to do that?
Yeah, right?
Fuck yeah. I mean, what is it about people that we are so desperate to change our state of consciousness? So desperate to get drunk or high, or speaking of which, you're a fucking drunk cast. Okay, I've been meaning to do this intervention and do it on the air.
Oh, God,
because
this is
an intervention. I need to talk to the both of you. Okay, you can't drink like that often.
No, we don't you're do gonna, it. We don't do it.
You're gonna
often.
Die, and you're gonna die on camera. You're gonna have fucking liver failure on camera, and that's gonna be a sad show.
We waited like 10 days between the both.
Yeah. Well, you're fine. His motherfucking calls me out. You got me sick. I got you sick, dude. I saw you fucking shit-faced slurring hammered on the Ustream.
Bottle of Jägermeister.
Yeah, a whole bottle of Jägermeister. You're blaming me for you being sick. Shut the fuck up, man.
We both were sick.
Yeah,
you both should be sick, you crazy fucks. You guys are nuts.
Still sick.
So what they do is, for the folks at home that do not know about this, they do this thing called the drunk cast. He calls it blackout cast or drunk cast. And he's done it a few times. And they do it. Sometimes they do it and they watch the UFC, which is pretty cool. They watch the fights, and then like while the fights are going on, all these comics are commentating on it. It's really funny. You know, like Joey's over there and Sam Tripoli and Teeb. And well, the latest thing is they drink a whole fucking bottle of Jaeger and just get completely
smashed.
In
like an hour, too. It was not like... See, the problem is we've done two of the blackout cast, which is where we take a whole bottle and we start going crazy. First one was the Jägermeister bottle, and we did that in like an hour, and then don't remember the last half of it, don't remember the next day for the first couple hours. You know, don't remember anything. Mm-hmm. Then the second one,
What does it feel like when you watch the video?
Oh, it's hilarious.
That one was funny because it was...
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
But the last one was so bad, you took it down.
I'm debating on it because the problem was is the UFC... drunk cast was right before it, and we got sloshed on the drunk cast. Like we were wasted at the end of the last one, and then we decided like an hour later, hey, we're still drinking, let's do a blackout cast.
It was bad.
But then we were so wasted that we couldn't even think of what to drink, so we were drinking coconut water with vodka. We were doing just like straight Morgans.
That actually sounds good.
It was really
good. It was
coconut
pretty good.
Water and vodka sounds really good. Did you do it over the rocks?
Yeah.
It was good. It took off the edge of the vodka, so it tastes like you're
drinking. I want one of those.
Yeah.
But we had Jaeger, vodka, beer, and Captain Morgan's. Captain Morgan.
And we're drinking all this
mixed up. 2 days in a row. So 2 days in a row, you're basically drinking.
No.
The drunk cast is when?
No, that was an hour before we started this blackout.
So it's the same day.
It was an hour after.
So you did two podcasts in the same day.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the day before. Oh my God,
no.
That's ridiculous.
No,
oh, but you poor fuck.
It was. I don't think we should post it because we just got so unsocial.
This is an impersonation of most of the blackout one. I don't
know. That's him. Seriously.
Good. Leave it. Leave it up, dude. Leave it up. That's important, man. That's part of the entertainment. That's part of the entertainment value. People don't have to watch it. You're not forcing them. You're not charging them for it. Right. It's up there. Leave it up there, dude.
Maybe I'll put the audio up, but the video is...
The video's
just, no. The video's
okay.
How about this? How about we record... We take the video and record you guys doing commentary over...
Now, see,
over
that... That would be funny.
Yeah. Have it playing on and then get it to a certain point where it's like where you're just not even talking anymore.
Yeah.
And then just start explaining things. And
right.
This is what was going through my head.
Yeah.
Should I puke now or should I... Can I hold it in or can I get to the bathroom?
You tried puking on camera.
Yeah, I tried. There was a part where I
you had a bag.
I'm puking in a bag. And then she
like,
ended up puking.
Well,
ended
you
up
ended up licking his fleshlight. You should have thrown up.
That was at the UFC drunk cast. Yeah. She did that. That was how drunk she was at the UFC drunk cast.
God.
I mean, we really were bad that last one. I don't know if I can. I think the secret is starting off completely sober and then drinking a whole bottle in an hour or something.
Hammered.
Did the porn stars touch your fleshlight?
No, they would. They were like, "Oh, I'm not going to touch that."
Well, that's hilarious. This girl's picking shit out of her teeth with her fingernails,
and
she said, "I'm too good for your fleshlight."
and then Allison deep kissed it.
Oh, it was clean, right?
She wanted nothing to do with it, man.
It was clean, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, it's washed, but the bottom line is, well, it's like,
sure,
you know,
it was washed.
Shaking hands with a dude. Yeah. If you shake hands with a dude, you're basically touching his dick, because every guy touches his dick.
Right.
And the odds of him having washed his hands after he touched his dick before he touches your hands,
yeah,
they're like 70% against. Most of the times, you know, when you're not around, we were always grabbing our dicks and moving it around or grabbing our balls. Like, you shake a guy's hand, you're touching his balls.
There was one point in the drunk cast, which this
right?
This is true.
Well, you kiss a girl, you're sucking someone's dick. Yeah?
I don't think I ever told you this. This is a true story, a crazy story. So I used to work at this Mexican restaurant, and I was a waiter. And the waitresses were, there was one 18-year-old waitress and like three 17-year-old waitresses. They're all fucking hot, and they all had a crush on me.
We need some porno music.
Yeah.
And so anyways, I started having sex with the 18-year-old hostess.
Damn,
you know,
and a playa back in the day.
She had a party once where she invited all the hostesses, and it was me, her, and like three other hostesses. Mm. We're all getting wasted drinking. I bought them alcohol because that's what I like to do.
Yeah.
But anyways,
the party starter's here.
I was like, how can I make out with all these, take advantage of all these girls at the same time? And so I thought up this idea where I took Saran wrap. And I would put it in between my mouth and the girl's mouth and go, if you want to make out, you're not touching me. So we can pretty much make out as much as you want and it will feel real. And they were like, holy shit, that's awesome. And so I would just start making out.
How old were you?
He was 18, right? That's kind of weird.
I was 18,
and
19.
They were 18? Yeah. And they
that's
fell
like a
for this?
Yeah.
13-year-old move.
No. And what was great is like I would, on a couple of the girls, I had a little hole in the thing that I would find my tongue through.
Oh,
and they
no.
wouldn't notice because it feels real.
That's so gross.
And then I started taking Saran wrap and putting on my hands, be like, I could touch your boobs because I'm not actually touching
oh
your
my
boobs.
God.
That's like a serial killer.
This is hilarious. It's a good move.
Yeah, and so I did that. We were so drunk, I started doing that on.
So, but tell me more about this move. So, the girls let you do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did they
all
pull their
them,
tits out?
All of them. No, it was up the shirt, making out, and
up the shirt.
And they
so
were drunk.
Raw tit.
Yeah, raw.
And you just have Saran wrap over your hands.
And what was so funny is that the girls could feel when I put my hand up with the plastic on, like it was like not like half plastic. Like the Saran wrap wasn't covering my hand half the time.
Of course.
And they knew that, and it was just like, dude, this move. is awesome.
Dirty girls.
Meanwhile, Julian Assange is in jail for rape for way less than that.
Right. And so then then the one girl I was fucking with, like I went and had sex with her and whatever that later that night, the other girls like passed out in the living room. I came out and this one girl was like still awake, horny, and she like called me over and we started making out and we had sex in there, and then it led to sex even. So
I think you started a competition by filling up all these
right.
girls and being the only male.
Right.
You started a competition.
Right.
You created an unfair game.
It was
very
awesome.
Smart move.
It was very smart.
Give me a pound. That was strong.
So I pulled the move on Allison. And
that's
didn't
hilarious.
It feel real? It feels real, right?
Like, yeah, it does.
It felt completely real.
Pulled the move
so if
on Allison.
You know, young kids
I was
out
like,
there.
We shouldn't make out. And he's like, I'll use Saran wrap. I'm like, okay.
So
that works.
Why don't you just use condoms? You're not even really fucking.
That's what you're pretty much doing.
Yeah, it's mouth
it's like
condom.
Face condoms and
yeah.
hand condoms.
Wow, pitch that to Trojan.
Yeah, if you had a really strong plastic, like a really strong one, and you could put your whole body and cover your entire body in this sheet of plastic.
Sure, let's try it out. Look, I can show you how real it feels.
You want to make out through
okay.
the bong?
On today's
through
big
the volcano
thing,
bag?
Joe.
How dare you?
On today's big thing, that website I said earlier, they have this thing where it's called the creepiest man alive, and he blows himself up in balloons, and he like sits in there and hangs out. He makes balloon suits.
Balloon
I would
houses.
Not say he's the creepiest man alive. If you think that's the creepiest guy alive, you need to get online more.
Right. That's what it's titled. But
now
it's
I'm suspicious.
Creepy.
That's the title.
They're just being silly. Right. It's not really the creepiest
That would
man.
Be hilarious if I lived in a balloon and invited girls into my balloon.
The best that's thing ever, that's what it's called?
Today'sbigthing.com.
Today'sbigthing.com. You can never fucking keep track of all these sites. There's
I know.
Always
that's
there's
a good
so
one,
many
though.
Goddamn
it is
sites.
Very good one.
Today'sbigthing.com. There's just... When is the internet ever going to run out of website addresses?
I don't know.
No, because they'll just start adding more dots, dots, dots.
Yeah, when
dots.
You it's always weird when you go like dot are you
or
you know
oh, yeah,
like hey, are you trying to fucking? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to give me a virus? Jack my shit. If I look at like a Russian website, I go ooh, like Romania. I was reading this thing and I believe it was in Wired about this one area of Romania that has like just a gigantic percentage of the world's hackers. And they're all driving around like Mercedes Benzes, and they're all like, you know, like young, loudmouth kids. They're just hackers, just jacking people. Wow. All these, you know, scams. Like, how many times a week do you get, you know, dear sirs, I need help from you, and in exchange, you will have access to my grandfather's fortune of, you know, whatever the fuck it is, and this is what I need you to do. How many of those you get?
Dude, I got one today that was so hilarious. That was from Microsoft Xbox Award Show Soccer at Gmail or something like that, and it says, oh my goodness, you have won the grand prize of the Microsoft Word National Holiday, something like that, sponsored by soccer.
Do you have it on? Can you pull it up?
Yeah. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Oh, those are the best.
Hilarious.
I marked it as spam. English
and they're from Nigeria.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can get that.
They don't give a fuck in Nigeria.
Like, you're the winner of Microsoft.
Nigeria is the Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West. But I love how they were throwing in so many keywords that even, like, if my mom saw it, she'd probably be like, well, it is from Microsoft Word, you know? Hold on, right here we go. Spam. Shit, did I delete that?
So it came in as spam?
No, it came in my inbox, but I think I marked it as spam, so I don't know what happens to that.
Check your trash.
I did check it. It's not there. I don't have it anymore.
Oh, Brian.
But I literally just put it on. Oh, here it is. No, I got it. Right here.
I got a whole section I saved in my email.
The wording on this. All right, here it goes. It's from Microsoft 2011 Gmail at FIFA World Cup Lottery.com. It says, dear winner, please check the attachment below. And it says, dear winner, Microsoft Corporation Management Worldwide are pleased to inform you that you are a winner of your annual Microsoft Word lottery, it says it twice, conducted in Africa, being the host of the present FIFA World Cup Mega Jackpot winning program. Your personal Gmail address or company email attached to the Microsoft Word with serial number, you are lucky number, and you won. You therefore been approved for lump sums of 1,900,000,000.
Really?
Yeah. Payable in cash, credited to file number BT something, from total prize money of $50 million United States dollars. Whatever.
What are they asking for?
It says all participants were selected from Gmail worldwide websites throughout our Microsoft computer ballot system, drawing from 21,000 names. Blah, blah, blah.
So what do they need you to do?
Cough
up some cash?
So then it says, gives some phone numbers, and it gives some emails, which would be great if we could call this person right now.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
It says, it must be claimed. I have to fill out this thing in order to avoid mistakes.
Yeah, please. Well, okay, what do you have to do? Do you need to give them money? Like, what are they asking
for? No, it says name, address, nationality, sex, age, occupation. No, it looks like I just have to call this person back, and that's when they start asking for numbers.
You. Yeah, and they probably, when they get all that information, like name and all that jazz, they probably zoom in on you. Then they do like an internet search for you.
Oh, shit.
And then they just start targeting you and going after you.
I like this. It says lottery sponsors, chief sponsors, Microsoft Corporations. And then it shows photos of all these like pictures of people winning like state lotteries.
That's hilarious. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I get a bunch of different kinds. Some of them that are like they're like, you know, it's a different kind of scam. Like this one I got the other day. I don't know who the fuck this guy is. It says it's Ryan Keegan. I have no idea. I don't know any Ryan Keegans. Hey, how you doing? I made a trip to London 2 days back. Got mugged at gunpoint last night. All cash, credit card, and phone was stolen. I got messed up in another country. I'm stranded in London. It's a bitter experience, and I was hurt on my right hand, but I think I'd be just fine. I'm sending you this message because I don't want anyone to panic. I want you to keep it that way for now. My return flight leaves in a few hours, but I'm having trouble sorting out my hotel bills. Wondering if you loan me some dollars to sort out the hotel bills and also take a cab to the airport. About $2,500.
What?
I've been to the embassy, but they aren't helping issues. I have limited means of getting out of here, so I really need your help.
Like, that's insane. Wow.
But I guess he sends this to like, you know, I guess you send this to like a million people and you get a few bytes.
Right.
You know, and all you need is a few bytes. If you could do this with a computer, if a computer can generate a whole gigantic email list that you can steal from something or buy, like a lot of them, I bet you can buy them. You know, I mean, there's a bunch of different corporations for sure that like they've gone out of business and you ordered something online and they sell your email address and they have a database, they sell their database.
It doesn't matter.
it just amazes me that they're all so stupid sounding. Like yeah. at least go. Well,
okay, but let's talk about what we talked about earlier. Right. The waitress that wouldn't shut the fuck up that Joey Diaz had to give an ear beating to. Right. To tell her, you give me an ear beating. Right. If you took that woman mm-hmm. and all of a sudden she gets this email.
Right.
I don't. Who are you? Where do we know each other
but
from?
They should add something like, hey, have you seen Black Swan yet? That was awesome.
No, he gets...
So anyway, like making like...
No, he's stuck in London, man. You got time to talk about Black Swan.
Do you like
Swan?
Microsoft Word? Me too. Anyways, I need money.
He gets one old retired woman who has like Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh my gosh, Ryan?
Yes, and there's a lot of those people out there. There's a lot of little like man boys out there too. There's a lot of people that are like children. That's and you could take their money.
That's.
Oh my God. I talked to this photographer and he has a friend that does this organization called Project Child Save, where they get a bunch of money together and this guy flies out to other countries and takes back like kidnapped kids, like the movie Taken, and brings them back here.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I guess like the government has nothing to do with it. It's all like privately run. And they're doing that right now.
Wow. That is a lot of gunfire, I would imagine.
Isn't that
if
insane?
You stole like a stolen kid from a family, you're Jesus pretty much kidnapping. Christ.
But they go to other countries.
Right.
That's scary shit.
That's a good that's a good reality show.
Project Child Save?
No shit. But I bet you couldn't follow me. That would be a little conspicuous, mm-hmm. running around with a gun in their hand, sneaking around the corner with a fucking camera guy behind them.
And like a boom.
Here's another one that I got that was a much more subtle one. Attention, how are you doing? Hope fine? ? Sorry for the late email update. I want to make fast contact with Mr. David Doy in regards to your released project fund.
Why do you save them?
I save them all. I save them all. I got one from the first bag in Nigeria from 2009 that I've saved.
That's awesome.
It's a collector's item.
Listen to this.
Unread.
Just listen to the first line. The first bank of Nigeria.
I gotta remember that.
Listen to this one. Dear, this letter is written to you in order to change your life from today.
Nice.
They got me so far. I am riveted. I am Mr. James Lewis, the director, International Remittance Department of this bank, comma, my boss, comma, Mr. Jacobs, no comma, just a slight space, M. Smith, comma, the managing director CEO of this bank is now on compulsory leave and all power have been vested on me to make all international payments.
Wow. Is that from Nigeria?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's so bad. It's like, do you even have Microsoft Word, motherfucker? Yeah. What, did you run this shit through Google Translate?
All right, use paintbrush and text edit.
They must have just ran it through a translation program, right? They don't know what the fuck they're saying.
I think that's what it mostly is. It's been translated. Like, they do it millions and millions and millions.
So there's a part of me that is absolutely fascinated by this, because what I'm getting here, right? Again, I'm sitting in front of my computer and I'm getting this direct connection with some fucking guys who are basically like Gollum from the Lord of the Rings. You know? I mean, like, think of it, like some of the people in Nigeria, see the Somali pirates all these fucking nuts that they've got. I mean, it's a wild, crazy, savage world out there, and they're just millions and millions of email addresses trying to fuck people out of their money. How you getting me out of here?
I watched
that's what
this
these guys are doing.
Episode of Intervention on A&E, and one of the guys was getting interventioned because he was addicted to replying to those kind of spam emails. He blew his whole retirement, and he'd be on the phone with Africa, and they'd be like, we need $30 more. He's like, okay, I'm right on it. And he's like, I'm not getting scammed. I'm just waiting for my prize money. And his family's like, he doesn't get it.
Intervention? Wow.
It was intervention, yeah.
Wow.
They shouldn't even waste a show on that guy. They should just slap him, you know, like slap him a couple times and take his internet away.
But it's not wasting a show. It's fascinating. You know, we talked about this one guy that was getting scammed by these Nigerian dudes, and they pretended that they were a hot chick, and it was a famous porno star. And they used her photos, and this poor fucking guy was, you know, like this sad old 60-year-old man, and he thought that it was real. He thought that he was really going to meet his queen.
But what happened?
This dummy flew to London 14 times. 14 times, I mean, and for whatever reason, they could never quite hook up.
There's a good website called 419eater.com, and they pretty much just screw over all the scammers. That's the whole website.
What's it called?
Oh, wow.
419eater.com.
Is it like a Yelp for scammers?
It's like opposite trolling.
Like baiting.
Right.
Like, remember when Stanhope used to do that all the time? Stanhope used to bait child molesters. I think he read a book about it. Didn't he publish all of them as a book or something?
It seems like he did.
Yeah. Did he do it for a job or on his own
free time? No, he did it to be Doug Stanhope. That's just how Stanhope rocks it.
Yeah.
So he was contacting these child molesters, and then take all their all the fucked up shit that he would say to them, you know, pretending he was like a little kid,
yeah,
and they would put it online.
Yeah.
There was a whole website, baiting.org. Remember that? Yeah. Is that still around?
I don't think so. But that 419 is awesome. You got to check that out. There's like the Hall of Fame, the trophy room of like all the, you know, and these people.
Yeah, baiting.org's here.
Is it?
Yep. This is welcome to baiting.org, one of the most fucked up sites on the internet. Due to the mass amount of sexual content on this site, we felt it was in everybody's best interest to give you the following disclaimer. Mm. And then you go in and it's all, it's the whole thing is all them baiting child molesters.
That's great.
It's the fucking Stanhope stuff, though. If you could find it, yeah, there's a bunch of them. You can see them there by Stanhope. And they're goddamn genius.
You know, I think half of my lung is filled with incense. You got some crazy incense.
It was huge. It was
that was like an incense log. That's like a fire log of incense.
That's the real shit, man. I get it from the Jamaicans outside of the House of Blues.
It's smoky.
It is. What kind you want, man? Is it too much? I'll kill it.
It's almost like I feel like I don't have any air. I just have to kill it.
You're like breathing perfume.
100% hippie.
Hold on a second. I'll kill it. Don't be a pussy. Meanwhile, you smoke cigarettes.
I know. My eyes are watering, though. I've never.
We're all like.
Is yours? Do you feel it? Like it feels like it's just thick.
Now that you're saying it, I'm noticing it, but I wasn't noticing it before.
Oh.
Yeah, it's damn you. Thick of smoking here. Well, you know what I'm trying to do, man? I'm trying to recreate what it used to be like back in the day when I started out in the comedy clubs, man. And you could just go into a smoky room and you knew that just dark shit was going to happen. Something about those smoky rooms, man, where you just knew no one's taking care of their health here.
Right.
This is a place of deviance.
That's right.
You know, that's why I used to love smoky pool halls. Pool halls used to be the best. You go in 2 o'clock in the morning, the place is packed, and there's a thick cloud of cigarette smoke. Yeah, it's probably not so good for you, but something about it is just
God. The worst is waking up the next day though and smelling your clothes. Yeah. Oh God. Even as a smoker, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
They still have one of those in Orange County near where I live. It's a bar with pool tables and stuff, and you can smoke cigarettes inside.
I was having this conversation with a buddy of mine about those natural cigarettes. Are those things any better for you?
I don't think so.
They say they are. It's like vapor, and there's like no carcinogens in it or something, like in the wrappers.
But it's still tobacco, right? Yeah. Smoking tobacco is not good for you, right?
Well, there's no smoke. That's correct. It's kind of like...
Well, what are you talking about? I'm talking about cigarettes.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I thought you were talking about electric.
No. Wait, natural cigarettes. I said natural. Like those American spirits things?
Right.
Like, are those better for you?
They're better for you because it doesn't have, like, the 102 other chemicals in it.
It's just about...
Yeah. So, yeah, it's better for you than having a Marlboro Light.
It is, definitely.
But I also have noticed when I smoke those, it's like it takes forever. Like, gross. It's like 2 hours. It's like I'm smoking 20 minutes instead of 5 minutes.
And
it tastes
like a bonfire. It's not.
It's not the same.
No, it's not.
It's
not good.
I like it, but it feels like you're smoking more.
A bonfire. That's an interesting way of describing it. Like when you get like smoke in your mouth when you're near a fire, it's like you cough on it. And it tastes nasty.
It's very leafy and dry. It's like
Ooh, that doesn't sound good.
That's not.
Like an old cigar.
Marlboro Lights. You barely even. Feel like you're smoking. You know, it just feels calming or something.
I don't mind tobacco, man. I like tobacco in the form of cigars. Tobacco, when you smoke a big cigar, like especially after you have like a big meal and have a big cigar, cigars, they give you like a weird buzz, man.
Have you tried pipe?
Even if you're not like inhaling the cigar, you still feel satisfaction.
Oh yeah, for sure. Because it comes into your bloodstream through your mouth
immediately.
Yeah.
By the way, a lot of people don't know that, but like anytime there's smoke in your mouth, it's almost immediately in your blood. Sweat. That's when people say like, "I'm not going to inhale this weed." You know, you're still getting fucking stoned.
Bill Clinton, you dummy. Yeah.
So fucking dumb.
Yeah. I didn't inhale. Okay, good. Then you didn't get as high.
Right.
You still got high, silly.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting high on
and you got
bath salts.
Pretty high.
Yeah, so are they going to start recalling bath salts?
Yeah, they're making some bath salts illegal in Ireland right now. It's an epidemic all across the world.
I wonder what it would be like to snort Mr. Bubble.
Dude, this shit, it's the weird thing is it's the names of it. Ivory Wave, Bliss, White Lightning, Hurricane Charlie. Chemicals can cause hallucinations. Paranoia, rapid heart rates, and suicidal thoughts. It makes you attack yourself.
And it makes your nose smell great.
You know what? Your body is probably so mad that you're such a dumb cunt that you snort bath salts that your body's like, oh, we're going to kill ourselves now. All right, you want to do this, bitch? You want to do this? Come on, let's get a knife.
Well, you could pretty much get fucked up on almost anything if you wanted to.
I don't think you could get fucked up to the point where you want to slash your face off. I mean, listen to the things that people are doing, man. They're like attacking themselves.
Yeah, they're still conscious and alive and stuff.
And it causes, apparently, it's super, the stimulants and are neurotransmitters in the brain, they're saying. And this stuff, MDPV and methadrone, they're made in a lab, and they aren't regulated because they're not marketed for human consumption. So these things are in these bath salts. How the fuck is this stuff in bath salts? That's like, you're like taking a bath with crank. Yeah. Like, this is what you're doing. Right. You're taking a bath with PCP. How is that in there?
I don't know.
Isn't it just supposed to be salt? What the fuck is going
Dude,
on?
Dude, it trips your pores open and it, you know, gets in there and washes around.
Yeah. It causes intense cravings for it, and they'll binge on it for 3 to 4 days before they show up in an ER. And even though it's a horrible trip, they want to do it again and again. It's incredibly addictive. Wow, this is nuts.
They
25
insane.
States have received calls about exposure, including Nevada and California. Louisiana leads with the greatest number of calls at 165. 165 fucking people.
I need to go to Bed Bath & Beyond tonight. Get
Seriously.
Some.
Wow, this is crazy.
You might as well try it before they recall it.
No shit. At least stock up on it.
This is really nuts. Florida had 48 different calls, or 38 different calls.
It's like the highest demanded drug now.
Soapcast.
That's a strange, strange thing that all of a sudden they figure out that they can smoke. It's almost like you found another hole in the system. Mm-hmm. Like people want to get high so bad.
Yeah.
You know, we found this new shit. Hundreds of people are doing this. This is crazy.
Wow.
And apparently it's not something you do recreational. It's not like, oh, I tried it. I didn't like it. You
just
You do it and you get crazy. You turn into a face slashing zombie.
Wow,
this is nuts, man.
I wonder if you could just do a little bit less of it and not turn into a face-slashing zombie.
Maybe
they're just doing way too much.
You lose all control.
Whoa, here it is.
Can't stop.
This is what they're saying. The problem grew in rural Mississippi after a law began restricting the sale of pseudoephedrine, the key ingredient in making methamphetamine.
Pseudoephedrine?
Yeah, pseudoephedrine. So when they stopped selling that stuff, restricting the sale of it, they couldn't get meth anymore. So they got crazy, and then they tried this shit. This is worse than meth.
Wow. Oh, my God.
This is something that's fucking up meth heads. Like, they used to just be meth heads, and then they started doing bath salts and cutting their faces off.
I want to hear about the kids who tried it, who started this phenomenon, you know?
I don't think it was
Where
kids.
Where were they?
Yeah, it was probably kids.
Yeah, I bet it wasn't kids.
Really?
Yeah,
it's
you know what I bet happened?
Man.
I bet there was some fucking crazy guy like in that Breaking Bad show. There was some sort of a scientist character, and he realized that bath salts will fuck you up too.
Mm.
And so he just started giving them to people.
That's possible.
But you can't even corner that market if you tell them it's bath salts.
Right.
So they must have held him at gunpoint to get the secret. So listen, man, it's just bath salts. This is the greatest fucking crack of all time, man. Give me the shit. I'm taking over the world. Listen, Tuco. It's just bath salts.
Can you imagine getting to the point? Remember when you used to get those things for Christmas where it was like a bag of bath salts? You know, it was like a decorative item given to you by a, like, have you ever seen them? It looks like a snowball.
Yeah.
That
you,
yeah.
It's like,
you throw them in there and it's fuzzy.
Right, and that's going to be like your eight ball is one of those things.
Yeah.
Wow. They aren't regulated. That's the real problem. Meanwhile, they just made fucking 5-methoxy dimethyltryptamine illegal. They made it super illegal now. You can't get it anywhere. If you have it, you're in trouble. That shit used to be able to buy it online.
Tryptamine?
Yeah. 5-methoxy dimethyltryptamine, which is like the most potent form of DMT.
Hmm.
And you used to be able to buy it online. Yeah, you could buy a jug of it and just get blasted on it till the end of time.
Oh my
God. Now it's a Schedule 1?
Yeah, now it's right there with marijuana.
Hmm.
Yeah, you used to be able to just buy it. It's weird. And then someone figured out, like, hey, you can get really high off this shit and you can just buy it online. That's pretty silly. If you get caught with acid, you go to jail forever, you know?
Really?
No, wow. Not forever, but
for a long time.
You get caught with anything like acid. Or, am I playing footsies for anybody here? If you get caught with any kind of acid, you know, anything where they think you're doing that, where you're making your own drugs, that's even crazier than mushrooms or pot. Because what are you doing? You're synthesizing a chemical specifically for the purpose of getting people fucked up. Like you're a special case.
Right.
You're in a fucking, you know, you got like rubber gloves and shit and a lab coat on, and you're in your bathtub and you're making enough acid to get like a whole state high. you can make enough acid in your bathtub to get like a million people
high.
Can you
imagine accidentally splashing it onto your arm?
Oh my God.
Yeah. It took me 5 years to make this acid because every time I would like splash it, I would die for like 2 months.
Listen, I met this girl a couple years ago and she told me that she has this friend who like obviously went crazy, moved away to a different state, but she got pulled over by the cops and had a whole vial of acid on her.
Wow.
And she drank
it. Oh my God.
What?
And she tripped for like 60 days and fucking like split town and like has been a weirdo God. Ever since. I never met the girl.
Oh my God.
Wow. She drank it.
Dude, why wouldn't you just pour it on the ground?
Pour it on the carpet, right?
Yeah.
She's ridiculous.
All of a sudden her car just starts going doom 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 doom. Car comes to life and becomes a transformer. Wow, I've heard stories about people. That's the number one drug that I've heard stories about people losing their shit on.
Yeah.
Just breaking. You know, just see ya. Yeah. Broke it. Broke it.
Oh, I think acid and any psychedelic, even DMT, I think if you do it a certain amount of times, you're probably not going to be the same as before.
I knew a dude who did it 100 times and he totally became crazy. He just was doing DMT all the time, to the point where when he would do DMT, the DMT entities would talk to him and go, dude, you got to stop coming here.
Settle
the fuck down.
You're killing our buzz, man.
The DMT, when you have a DMT experience, like a lot of it is marked by communication with whatever the fuck it is. It could be that you're communicating with some other part of your consciousness that you don't normally have access to, or it could be the great beyond, like this well of souls, or it could be aliens in another dimension. You're communicating with something. Whatever it is really just speculative. But this guy, when he would go over there, the DMT, whatever he was connecting to, was going, stop smoking DMT every day. This is crazy.
That's funny when the DMT spirits are actually annoyed with you. Come on, dude.
Yeah, right.
You come here all the time. What
you're
the fuck?
Annoying. You fucking eat my food. You stinky feet are on my couch.
Yeah.
What the fuck, bro? Get it together.
That's funny.
Yeah. You know, man, until they figure out a way to let people do whatever the fuck they want with their bodies, do whatever the fuck you want, you're going to always have a gang of different drug problems. Mm-hmm. What people are afraid of, though, is that when you start making everything legal, well, then, you know, well, kids could get a hold of it and everyone could get addicted. And that is definitely true. You do run those problems. You do run a chance of there being a little bit of a spike once it becomes initially legal. But You're gonna have to let people learn. You have to raise your kids and tell them to never do that shit. You have to be around other people that raise their kids and tell them, you know, don't do meth. It's gonna kill you. Don't do heroin. It's bad for you. You can smoke pot. It's not gonna hurt you. If you drink, let me know. I want to be there. I want to let you know. I want to make sure you don't drive home drunk. You know, like people can navigate their way through a lot of different substances in this society if you just allowed us to. You know, but as soon as you start making shit illegal and restricting the access to a bunch of different things, people can't figure out what's good and what's bad. That's why there's a lot of people that think that mushrooms will fuck your mind up, you know, and that you smoke pot, you're becoming a lazy piece of shit. Why? Because they don't have access to it. If everybody had access to it, especially weed, if everybody had access to weed, we would all think of it the same way that stoners think of it. Stoners pretty much universally look at pot and say, well, it's very beneficial to me. It calms me down. It gives me perspective. It makes me silly. And then there's the medical uses for it. It's like universal amongst the people that use it. Well, how come the other people don't share that opinion? Well, it's because they're not using it. Mm-hmm. It's really that simple. The people that are anti-pot, it's possible that you have some weird reaction to pot, in which case I would say, hey, don't do it. You know, you don't have to do it. But I guarantee you, if you're not doing it and you're describing what it is, you don't know.
Yeah, or they have like a mom or a dad or brother that was like lazy as shit while they smoked weed. So they're like, oh no, everybody is like that. Yeah. I've totally witnessed that. And I'm like, no, it's not like that. Your brother's fucking lazy.
Yeah, they don't see enough ambitious stoners out there.
I know.
People don't understand. It will give you a different perspective. And it might not necessarily be a better perspective, but it's good to look at things a different way all the time, mm-hmm. every now and then. Rather, you know, if you're looking at things the exact same way, you can get locked into sort of a mental pattern where you think that things make sense, you know, and then you need like a good bake session where you just completely float away. You know, when you and your friends are sitting around like, I mean, how many times have we had these conversations, like especially like after shows, where we're just completely barbecued, like eating dinner, and we're all just like breaking down the universe or figuring out life or just having these conversations where you almost can't get there on your own. You know, there's some conversations that you get to when you're high where you're like, man, I don't think I can take responsibility for this conversation. I don't think I ever would have gotten here if I wasn't high. You know?
Absolutely. Of course, a lot of those conversations are not as cool as they would be, and they're just talking about how Fritos would be good in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You know,
no, sometimes. I like those talks. Those really, really nice marijuana driven talks, because you can't get that when you're hammered.
No, you don't.
When you're hammered,
get
it's more like
a good stoner conversation, not a dumb one, but a good one. You know, where everybody's kind of in that groove. Man, you figure out a lot of shit in those conversations.
Did Nick Swartzen have a Jaguar?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of car he has.
They just put on TMZ that he somebody stole his Jaguar last week outside the Improv on a Friday night.
Well, but it happens.
Or he's just trolling TMZ.
Do you think he would troll TMZ?
I don't see him having it. He didn't have...
You can't say that you got your car stolen. They can find that out pretty easy.
It's like a felony.
Yeah.
Unless they're that lazy. Well, not a felony to tell TMZ a lie.
Well, wouldn't the cops be behind it?
No, not if you're just telling TMZ.
Oh, I guess if TMZ just could say whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, you can say whatever the fuck you want to those cunts. The fucking Jim Norton over this weekend. I saw Jim Norton at... Cap City Comedy Club when I was in Austin.
Right.
I was down in Austin for the Fight for the Troops, and I had Friday off, so I went to Cap City. And Norton had some of the funniest fucking jokes on Tiger Woods. Oh, my God, he was killing me. And Mel Gibson, he was fucking killing me, dude.
Yeah.
Really, really funny shit.
Did you hang out with him after?
Yeah. We went out to eat, and Club Soda Kenny was there. And Chris from the Fleshlight. Yeah, he's a good guy. And but it was so fun and refreshing. And right when I think that, like, I always start thinking that, like, maybe I have too many dick jokes. I'm like, why is my sense of humor so juvenile? Like, it's always like someone sucking dicks or some dick goes in there or, you know, whatever. It just becomes a dick joke somewhere or another. I mean, time machine jokes become dick jokes.
Right.
Just I have a really juvenile sense of humor. And I was like, maybe there's a problem with that. Like, I know that's what I like, but maybe I should expand. Should I relax? And then I saw Norton, and every other joke was a dick joke, and I fucking howled all the way through. Like, literally every other joke. And we had a conversation about it. I go, you like gave me like positive affirmation. Like, sometimes I worry that I have too many dick jokes. He goes, oh, I never think about that. He goes, that's what I think about. I'm a sick fucking person. He's funny, man. He was really funny. It was refreshing. It's good to see, you know, when we work all the time, it's like I don't get to see, like, a full headliner set. It's, like, real rare that I get to see someone in a comedy club working and just be an audience member and sit down there. So it was cool, man. It was fucking, I was howling. But here's a weird thing, man. There was these two local comics that were watching, and the fucking, he was killing, okay? Norton was fucking killing. And these two guys were watching like this.
Haters.
Dead-faced. Just totally dead-faced. And I was like, wow, that's weird. Like, you don't think this is fun? Like, I was crying laughing, you know, at certain points. I mean, just really well-crafted jokes, really funny. He had this bit about Tiger Woods, about, I don't want to do it. I don't want to fuck it up. I don't want to paraphrase it. I don't want to ruin it. But I was crying.
Right.
I was fucking crying. And I looked over. These guys are stone-faced.
Haters.
I wonder what that is.
Haters.
Well, they're probably fascinated, like it's a big deal to be working with a big name. Jim Norton's a big name national act, you know?
Right.
So then they get to work with him, and then they're judging their own performance against his and trying to think if they're better than him.
There's so much jealousy with comedy, especially the guys that are like, I could do better than this person.
Well, there's a lot of guys that are just starting out, or they've been doing it for a couple of years, that for some reason they feel like your success like takes away from their success, and they should have more success than they do.
Right.
Very weird thing, man. To be a person that wants to be on stage with your voice amplified and a spotlight on you, you got to be fucked up. And I'm talking as one of them, and I'm talking to two other ones. You guys are both comics. You know, you both do stand-up. You know you got to be fucking crazy to want to do that. And so a lot of these people, they're like so desperate to even out their life. They're so desperate to finally get some success. It's so desperate to put it all together and have the big picture in front of them and finally move on past this disaster of a childhood that they, you know, they want to claim ownership of their life. So they get like super hyper ambitious.
I've met people who are like, you know, I hate stand up. I just get up on stage because it's challenging for me, but I hate it every second of it. And I'm like, that's kind of strange.
Who says that?
Brian knows who says that.
You can't be good and say that. You have to suck. It's just period. Except Steve Martin. Steve Martin didn't like stand up in the end. You know, it was too easy for him apparently, and he was awesome. You know, Let's Get Small. That's some fucking great shit. Like, I remember when The Jerk came out. Steve Martin was hilarious.
Johnson, Navinar, sounds like a typical bastard.
It was fun shit, man. He was a funny, funny comedian, man. But he just. It got too crazy. He was so big that everything he said got laughs, and like he lost perspective, and like, you know, he stopped doing it. He was so good. He had to stop.
I don't know, man. He was such a letdown for me because I was such a huge Steve Martin fan.
What was the letdown?
It was just, you know, that part like around Sergeant Bilko years where he just kind of lost the part that was funny to me about him. It's like, I can't really tell what it is.
I can tell you exactly what it is.
Just age, I guess.
Yeah. It happens to all of them. It happens to almost everyone. It's very difficult to maintain a sense of humor as, first of all, as your body starts to decay. Mm-hmm. And second of all, as you, you have all these relationship problems, which they always do. You know, you just have these fantastic weddings that turn into bitter divorces.
Their spirits start dying.
Yeah. And then you wonder, well, this is it. I'm here already. And now I'm, you know, like 45 or something like that. And I'm a movie star and I'm making all this money and I don't even enjoy myself and I don't even enjoy the product. And what is funny anymore? And when you're not doing stand-up, when you don't have that immediate, I mean, for me at least, I would not be confident in whether or not what I think is funny. I know that I know how to make things funny. I know what things are funny and aren't funny because I do stand-up so much. So it's like you become like immersed in the language of comedy. But when you're removed from that completely, removed from the idea or the act of creating the comedy and then producing and then putting on stage and then performing it and then honing it and then sharpening up the bits and you learn things from that. Like, oh, that was way better when I did it this way because I got to it quicker and the people understood it better. You become immersed in the language of comedy. You stay good. But when they stop doing comedy, man, they stop writing comedy and they just sort of like just act in movies for a while, like you might as well be living on Mars, motherfucker. You're not even living with people. You're walking around in a plastic bubble and people are getting you, you know, bagels and lox at the craft service table and you're pulling up in a Ferrari and complaining, you know, because there's an a knock in it. Piece of shit. You know, and you go in the set and you get makeup put on you. You know? They're fucking fitting a hairpiece to you to make your hair look big and thick. I mean, that's what kind of a weird world is that?
It's weird.
And you're walking down the carpet and that's your interaction with humans. Your interaction with humans is on the set. And people serving you, and then your next project. And it's always this weird relationship where you're the star, and they're the underlings, and they all need to keep you happy to keep their job. And so everyone's, like, super supportive, and you don't even know what the fuck is up and what's down. You're just drunk all the time, fucked up on pills. You know, you don't even know. I mean,
you lose yourself.
That's the reason why so many of these guys become completely insane. You know, that world, the idea of living like that, it's just, you got to be out of your fucking head.
Yeah.
It's one of the most frustrating things ever when I first moved to Hollywood was just dealing with actors. You know, guys who'd done it their whole lives and guys who had been involved in the business for just decades and just, you'd be dealing with them like, you aren't even fucking real, you know? You're so odd and fake and everybody's fake and it's like everybody accepts that everyone's fake. No one's calling anybody out on any of this. And the behavior is so strange, you know. Everybody's pompous, and
she does a lot of extra work, and yeah. So she's always on sets with like she was on set the other day with what's that guy's name, the rapper
LL Cool J
and stuff like that. Do you ever have any like crazy stories of like working with some of these people? Because you.
Okay, this is funny. LL Cool J is walking around. I didn't know who it was. Someone pointed it out.
You don't know who LL Cool J is?
I didn't know what he looks like. I've only heard him. I never looked at his picture.
What was the other thing that you didn't know that we were talking
she
about?
She doesn't yesterday? Know a lot of stuff, which is kind of cool.
You didn't know something yesterday that was really weird, though. Oh, you didn't know about the Howard Stern show. You didn't know who Robin was, that there was Howard Stern and Robin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That to me is.
She doesn't know a lot of things. Like you go, do you know this TV show? And she's like, what? Cosby Show?
That doesn't make sense. I would think that you would be able to. Most people would be able to name who Robin Quivers was and Howard Stern. Know who that is. More people would know that than know who was president before Clinton.
Yeah, but you know, nowadays, Howard Stern, she's 22. You know, she
still.
She missed the big Howard Stern boom.
Really?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, because he was on satellite radio when you were like in high school.
Right.
Still.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know,
right? Wow, it still seems insane.
Yeah. So what about LL Cool J?
Anyway, go ahead. LL Cool J.
So
you didn't know who LL Cool J is?
I feel like a child. I didn't know what LL Cool J looked like, but someone pointed him out to me, and he's going up all on set, all around like the girls, and he's like, "Hey, ladies, how you doing?" Rubbing their shoulders. He's like, "Hey, yeah, you looking good? What you doing?" I'm looking at him do this, and I'm like, "This guy is ridiculous."
Like
he's walking around like he owns the place, touching all these like young girls, and they're like, "Ah," and I'm like, "You better not touch me." I don't think you could use like your LL Cool J credit just to be like, "Hey, ladies." I just thought it was, like, kind of the douchiest thing.
But were you hating because he didn't come rub on you?
Oh, no. What am I, a psycho?
But the girls, the girls not like it?
No, the girls were into it. I'm just looking at it, and I'm like, that's so unreal. Like, he's just walking around like...
But if they liked it, what's the problem? If they liked it and he liked doing it...
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's odd.
You thought that he was going to do it to you. That's why it was weird.
No, it's just weird that he does it because he's LL Cool J. Because a regular guy who's not his status wouldn't walk around like, yeah, what's going on?
Right, but... He is LL Cool J.
Right.
Yeah, but that's what she's saying is weird. It's like,
but it's
like,
not.
He's not a normal person. He's walking up.
Is he using that credit if the girls actually like it? That's where it gets tricky. If they actually like him doing that, is he using it or is it?
No,
just
she's
like
not even
mutual...
saying that. She's just saying it's weird seeing somebody act like it in general.
I don't give a shit
like,
what they do. Like,
right, I totally agree with you. But if they like it, is it still weird? Like if
I saw that, it would be weird.
Yeah, totally.
If I saw some guy walking around going, "Hey, what's up, baby? Oh, give him a kiss."
And the girls are like,
but why would we judge this if he's enjoying it and they're enjoying it? You know what I'm saying? It's one thing if he came up to you and you were like, okay, this is fucking, I just came here to work, all right? I don't want to be weirded out by some cult of personality.
But that'd be me being like prissy then.
No, that's
like,
not you. No. That's not you being prissy. You don't think so? No.
I just thought it was.
Someone should not violate your space. Like if you were there or, you know, you were dating a guy and he was right next to you and LL Cool J did that, that would be disrespectful, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Of course, right? Well, that then it's disrespectful even if your boyfriend's not there. You're not supposed to go up to someone and just start touching them.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta, he's gotta know that you know, you like him first, or there's got to be some communication going. Hey, can I rub your shoulders? You can't just go up and start rubbing people's shoulders.
But that's what he was doing.
I know.
And they liked it. But he
was
using, I guess, that to.
That's like the Clinton move. And Clinton would just pull his dick out on girls. Did you know Clinton used to do that?
Really?
No.
Yeah, dude, he did it a bunch of times, which is hilarious because it's like a frat boy move. Like Clinton would be alone with chicks and just pull his dick out.
Right.
And people would go, how could he do that? I'll tell you how he could do that. Because it worked.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It probably worked 80% of the time. You know, it probably worked even more than that. He's fucking Bill Clinton. I bet if he felt a thing, he felt the green light, I'm going to go for it. I bet he whipped out his dick and like 80% of the time it was a home run. But it was the awkward 20 that would just crash into the woods. Like he misread them or they just got so offended that he would do that they just flipped over the other way. You know, whatever the fuck it is. But he would rock that all the time. That's what he would do. Just pull his dick out.
What's your hatred of hot chicks?
But hold on a second. I'm not finished there. So that's like what LL Cool J is doing. He's doing a very mild version of pulling his dick out. He's just going for it.
Yeah, I guess so.
So if you're with a guy, right, and you're really attracted to the guy, and he pulls his dick out, and you just go for it.
I'd be like, what do you think I am? Like, yeah, I'm a fucking animal?
But what if you're really into him? If you're really into the guy? It's possible, right? If I was a chick...
It depends.
I was really into it. It was a perfect situation, the perfect circumstance. The guy pulls his dick out. You got to go, what the hell?
I think there's a difference, though, if like really liking LL Cool J because he's, you know, a celebrity and liking his rap and then thinking, okay, now he has his dick out. Wait.
Okay, we're not talking about LL Cool J. That was the president. This is a different story. We're mixing up our metaphors. But I think I totally agree with you. I would think it would be gross, too. Right. But if they like it and he likes it.
Then it's a match made in set heaven.
Set heaven.
There you go.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I bet a lot of girls that come on the show just to meet him, you know, LL Cool J is a sex symbol, right? A lot of those freaky bitches, they probably come on shore. They probably act as extras just to meet LL.
Yeah,
oh, I can't believe he right there. Oh, my goodness.
It's probably mostly 40-year-old women, though, and 30-year-old women.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I don't see no young girls going, no. Oh, my God, LL Cool J.
Oh, you're crazy. He's a stud. He's a stud.
Really?
Yeah. Dude's
I don't know. He's kind of like
she's 22 years old right here.
Built like a linebacker. Yeah,
I think she would probably...
You might think, like, girls think that that's sexy, but I'm like, I see... A 45-year-old man who's probably married, I don't know, but he just looks like a man. Like, he looks like a normal
he's
man.
He's not
sexy.
Okay, LL Cool J is sexy. If I was a chick, I would find him very sexy. He's built. He's got fucking workout books where he's on the cover completely shredded. You're hating.
My LL Cool J theory is starting to become correct.
What is the LL Cool J theory?
I don't know. This is the second time we've talked about LL Cool J, and then you've defended his honor. So I'm thinking
with
LL Cool J.
I probably wouldn't want to hang out with the dude, but I defend his right to be cocky. He's LL Cool J. He pulled it off. You know, plus he's a rapper. Rappers have to be cocky. That's part of the sport.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just me. It's attractive to know a guy is physically fit and has like physical fitness, but it's not like hot all because they're like muscular or built.
That's all you. Everybody's different.
I think everybody is different.
Yeah,
I was talking
to
him last night. There's a lot of girls.
There's a lot of guys like fat chicks, like big, big fat ones. We have friends. We have this one fan. He's not happy unless a girl's just 30, 40 pounds overweight. He likes it. He likes them jiggly and barely hanging into their clothes. For whatever reason, that turns him on. And he's a skinny guy. Just his thing.
I think it's a smell that they give off that to some certain people just like that.
Fucking cocksuckers. Like food, right?
like pheromones.
Mm-hmm. Right. Smell like food. It smells like a difference between sweaty butt and thigh and mixed with
old hamburgers.
And that turns people on?
Yeah, maybe it's
I think it is. Honestly, I think it's your first sexual experience. You know, you have like a really hot sexual experience. Right. It's with a fat girl, and your brain becomes imprinted to sexuality being attracted. You know,
maybe that happens to some people.
That is kind of interesting. That means I would like brown hair girls with big boobs.
Brown haired girls with big boobs. Yeah. That was your first?
Yeah.
Tell us more. Do you get that? Do you have like a specific type?
No, I don't. Not at all. Not at all. Not crazy. Pretty much is what I look for nowadays. Not crazy. Not crazy. Yeah.
What percentage of girls that you've dated have been crazy?
Most of them.
90?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Do you think girls are crazy, Allison? You're around a lot of chicks. Do you think the majority of your friends are to blame and that they're like the crazy person?
A lot of the girls I'm friends with, they'll be like, so I have an issue with my boyfriend, but I think I'm just not going to tell him and like see if it will go away without me telling him, but I'm going to act mad at him next time I see him. Why would you do that?
Here's the question. When you're around a bunch of people and you keep having relationships like this over and over and over again, where you're with crazy people, you have all these problems, how do you stop that? How do you reset, and how do you somehow or another move forward without all this bullshit in your life? How do you do that?
I try to, like most of my crazy ass bitches, I try to remain friends with them and have some kind of cool level with them where it makes yourself kind of heal that way to think, okay, this person's fucking crazy, but I could still be friends with this crazy bitch, you know?
Right, but I'm saying, how do you move forward in your own life and stop this from happening? Stop this pattern from appearing.
Oh, how do I stop dating crazy bitches? Yeah. Become gay, obviously. Mm. Start sucking dick. LL Cool J, look me up.
Where you at?
Where you at, girl?
That was a sad answer. I think the true answer is you don't have an answer. Right?
No, I really don't have an answer. I mean, how do you have an answer
for
that?
You can. Yeah. You know? It happens.
I mean, look at Allison Psycho McEyes over there. She's about to snap. Look at her.
Yeah.
Are you about to snap? Some of those uncomfortable moments in the drunk cast, especially the first one, when you guys were hanging on each other, I'm like, wow, do you really want this out there, man?
Why?
You guys are so silly. It's just like, it felt like dirty. I was like a voyeur. Like I was in, you know, not like just a voyeur, but like I was watching two people in a living room hanging out and they were drunk and they were being silly together. Like, I shouldn't be here.
That's great. Well, did you have pants on?
No, I never have pants on.
Well, that's probably what the main reason was. You shouldn't be watching us.
I walk around naked like a caveman, bro.
One of my good friends I grew up with, I've known him since we were like 10. He says he was watching it and he's like, honestly, I got like kind of uncomfortable feeling as I was watching it.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of people actually said the same thing.
Yeah, you know why?
Joe.
Because he wants to fuck you. That's what's up.
What? Me?
That dude.
Oh, that dude, yeah.
Yeah. He got uncomfortable. You know why he got uncomfortable? Because I wish it was me. It's just I'm not the guy I was when I was younger. You don't know. You don't know me.
I'm just like, I thought you were gay.
You thought he was gay?
I did when we were like kids, but he has a girlfriend.
And he has a girlfriend, but he does have a thing for you, huh?
He said it once. And there I was you like, go. I was like, get the fuck out of my room.
Really? What happened?
I'm all high and I'm trying to go to bed. And he was living with me. And he comes to my
living
room.
Whoa,
whoa. He was your roommate?
Yeah, because his parents got kicked him out of the house.
Did you ever find like loads in your shoes or anything like that?
Is that what it was? Shit. No, he comes in my room and he's like, hey, Allison, sitting in my little chair like this next to my bed. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? He's like, so I've been thinking, like, if we weren't such good friends, I would fuck you. And I was like, get the fuck out of my room.
Whoa.
Yeah. And that's it. We never brought it back up. I brought it back up like a couple weeks later and I was like, you want to fuck me? And then he's like, no, I don't. And
you I'm made like, fun of
yeah.
You were making fun of him saying, you want to fuck me? Oh, what a friend.
That's awesome.
I know.
What a confidence booster. Awesome having you around. Surprised you didn't jump out of a fucking window.
And I'll never get it.
Wow.
Sorry.
Well, you know, how old was he at the time?
We were 19.
So yeah,
like
when
last
you're 19,
year.
You don't know what the
yeah,
fuck
that was
you're
last
saying.
Year.
No, we were 18, 19.
3 years ago, man.
Yeah,
how long just many months.
Yeah.
Okay, bro. 30 fucking months or so.
2.5 years.
1,700 days.
Yeah, not that much, really, when you think about it. 2.5 years ago, you were the same guy.
Yeah.
So was I.
Yeah.
When you were like 22, though, it's a different fucking
God.
World.
If you knew me at 22, you'd be so scared of me.
Or 2.5 years before that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Were you crazy back then?
I was crazier when I was a hippie, probably, just because I was fucked up.
Well, that's
all
what we were talking about earlier when we were talking about Jersey Shore. Like, could you imagine if you had a video, cameras following you around back when you were at that stage?
No.
You would come off so douchey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So gross.
even when I was 18, I used to like think I was invincible. I went through that whole stage where I'm like, yeah, I don't need to wear my seatbelt, all that other bullshit.
Oh, you really?
Don't
want to get a motorcycle?
Kind of, yeah. And then you get out of that stage and you're like, what was I doing?
Have you never been hurt before?
I have.
I got hurt a bunch of times as a kid, so I never had that feeling. I broke my arm when I was 6. I snapped snapped my forearm in two, where it was like hanging off. It was fucking creepy. There was like a big dent in the middle of my forearm, and like my hand was like the wrong, you know, it was like hanging, like folded.
It's like traumatizing.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was a bad break. Yeah, they didn't have to put plates in it though. They just set it somehow or another.
You should hear this car accident she was in, man.
Really?
Fucking. You want to talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
About her boyfriend and her wearing a. How old were you?
I was 15.
Seatbelt or no seatbelt?
Seatbelt.
Okay.
And I was in the back seat, got my best friend, the girl who actually said I wasn't a woman of God. She went crazy from this, what happened.
Really? From this?
From this accident.
Well, you could have included that when you were telling us how nutty she was.
Now it's good because I can relate it.
Okay.
So she's sitting on my right, or whatever, my left. My boyfriend at the time is on my right. There's a guy driving, and we're going down the road, and we're going to go to this haunted house. So he makes like a U-turn and winds up hydroplaning, and we hit a tree going like 55 miles an hour. And I wake up covered in blood. And everyone had to pretty much get cut out of the car. And my boyfriend was pronounced dead, but he lived, but was in a coma for 2 months and had brain surgery, all because my cheekbone hit his temple. And it severed an artery, and his brain got pushed over to the side. And the other kid was pronounced dead, but lived. But he's like kind of brain damaged. He's okay now, though. And then my best friend, who obviously was okay next to me, but she got a concussion. And after that, she was like, I'm a woman of God.
Oh, really?
So, the next day, I'm in the hospital, and the guy comes in, and he goes, Allison, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't bad news, but one of the guys aren't going to make it through the night. And I was like, oh, great. And it was my boyfriend and I's, 11th month anniversary that day. So it was, like, really fucked up. And then I go to the hospital finally to go see him, and they were reading him his last rites because they were going to loan his organs out.
Wow.
But he lived, and he was kind of like slow for a while.
Right.
But now he's totally fine.
Right.
But he's not the same person before the accident, but
he has this big indent of your face on his face.
Yeah. He has this big like scar all the way to here, and all because like my cheekbone was just like smash.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, that was nuts. But
hydroplaning is scary as fuck, man. Yeah. Those old shitty cars. My first car was a 68 442. Not my first car. My first car was a 73 Chevelle, but my first car that was like worth more than $10 was a 68 442. It was an old hot rod, and it had a 400 cubic inch engine. It was like way too much power for a retard like me, you know, when I was like 16, maybe 17 at the time. And I hydroplaned right in front of my school. I had bald tires. The tires just weren't that good, and there was a lot of water on the ground, and the car slid sideways and slammed into a fucking telephone pole and a tree. Broke the car in half.
What happened to you?
Nothing. Nothing. It was fine. And the crazy thing is, me and the two dudes I was driving with were fine. We weren't going that fast. Mm-hmm. It was just a shitty car. It's just fucking old, you know? And it you know, if you hit the tree like that with a new car today, it wouldn't do nearly as much damage.
Mm-hmm.
But that car just broke in half. It was just kind of old, and the frame wasn't good, I guess. But I hit it pretty good. I mean, I hit it pretty decent. But I wasn't even going that fast, man. It was just those old cars. They have no control of them. They suck, man.
Yeah.
The brakes sucked. Oh, remember how long it used to take? Oh my God. I had a Skylark, a 1970 Skylark, and you would have to like be really careful with the brakes. You'd have to be really careful with stopping. Like stop way earlier than you think, cuz you'd be like, "Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Go on, you fuck. Come on, come on, come on." Like every time you stop, it was sucks. Like an ordeal. You know, and then you like have a new car today, man, with disc brakes, ABS and shit. They just,
yeah.
Technology, brother.
Technology.
Someday they're going to be making fun of people for driving around. They're gonna be like, you remember when people had to like get in their car and drive places?
When people had to wake up and go outside?
When is the mailman?
Teleport, bro. You're going to be able to teleport. You're going to be able to move.
Like the mailman. When is that going to go out of business?
That's very soon. That's right? Like 5 years, I would say.
I still send things and buy things and get things ordered by mail and send... I have to send checks in and stuff.
Sick of it.
It's going to be so like unpractical soon.
Well, the problem is when you have no paper, you have no fucking, you know, it's like things are getting weirder and weirder. At one point in time, money used to represent gold, right? It used to represent this $100 bill is worth $100 worth of gold. Well, it doesn't really mean that anymore. Now it's like you just have confidence that this $100 is worth $100. And what happens if it's all just numbers? Like, if you don't even have paper, you're just look. You're constantly looking at computer screens. Those screens are telling you what your numbers are and where are these numbers located? That's crazy. Somewhere? Are they even fucking real? And then the economy becomes so transparent and so elusive, and then it becomes too fucking strange. You know, I think we need some physical form. We need money. We need paper money. Mm-hmm. You know, we still need that shit. We need something to just cling us to the idea that money is a real thing. You know, when it all just becomes zeros and ones and zeros, and then just people just start jacking each other for their ones and zeros and adding ones and zeros where they don't belong, and it's not good, man. It's like all the shit that's going down, you know, all the money that goes to Iraq and Afghanistan and how much of it's missing. Like all the Halliburton scams and scandals. It's fucking billions of dollars.
Missing?
Yeah, they don't know where it is.
They're hiding it there?
Can't find it. We did something. And lately, the U2 Bono's organization, Red, do you know about all this?
Mm-mm.
It's supposed to be for AIDS in Africa.
Oh, right.
Well, 66% of the money's stolen. What? They don't know where the fuck it went. People are stealing from Bono's helping AIDS organization. People just suck.
Do you think the stealing is going on over there or around here?
That's a good question. I don't think they've isolated it yet. I don't know. Wow. You know, could have easily been going on in Africa.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you put it past Africa?
Right.
One like for you, one for me.
That documentary of Liberia, how they had to get out of there because like they heard that the guys had money. So the guys who were filming it had to get out.
Were you talking about the Vice Guide to Liberia?
Yeah.
We talk about that on the podcast almost every week.
Really?
Because it's so fucking crazy. It's crazy. If you have not seen it, folks, please get it. You said it's on Netflix, right?
Yeah. Netflix streaming.
Yeah. How did we get into this conversation?
We're talking about Project Red.
Oh, the scam. You know, the billions of dollars missing. This is U2's guy, Bono's fucking organization. And then the Halliburton shit, how much money is missing there. If Halliburton was like one guy, they would never be able to get away with that. You know, if it was one person, it's like, where's like, you're missing billions. Where is it? I don't know. It's gone. But because it's a corporation, you know, it's like you could be missing billions. But the weird thing is they get to vote like a person. Like, and they get to use money like a person and make donations like a person. Like,
so
one of the most recent findings or Supreme Court rulings was that corporations had the same rights as an individual, so they could donate money like an individual can donate, like whatever you want, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So Vermont is the first state to step up and deny that. Vermont is the first state, and they recently announced that they are not going to allow corporations to behave as a human being. And that they're going to judge them in a different way. So it's kind of interesting, you know. It's interesting that one state finally has the balls to step up. You know, Vermont is a weird state. It's always been like real kind of hippie, you know, kind of like Ben and Jerry's, Grateful Dead-ish. And there's not that many people up there, you know. Isn't that where that Bob Dole guy came from? Not Bob Dole, the other guy. The guy that he was running for president.
John Kerry?
No. The guy was running for president, and then he screamed too much, and they fucking cunt. You don't know his name. I didn't even turn to you.
I'm trying to search. I'm like searching my brain. Nothing.
I don't remember his name. God damn it. He was a really articulate guy. I'm sure someone on Twitter will tell me almost immediately. He was a really articulate guy, but for whatever reason, he did this one speech where while he was doing a speech, fucking homeboy started yelling. He was just like excited. Then we're gonna take over New York, and then we're gonna take over California.
Oh my god!
And it was like at a rally, and he didn't realize, you know, that the microphone. You know, when you think you're screaming and yelling, you know, and you think that the sound of the crowd is like you're at the same level as the sound of the crowd, so you can't even hear your own voice. Well, the microphone's right in front of his face, so the microphone is only picking him up. So it sounded like extra, completely crazy. All right, someone will tell me on the message board, please. Because I know you fuckers know whose name is. 66% of Bono's money. Howard Dean. Thank you, sir. Mr. Denizen. He came up with it. That's the dude's name. Howard Dean. I believe he was the governor of Vermont. So it's a freaky little fucking state. But they stepped up and said that corporations aren't people, you fuckheads. Will that help? No. Not unless you move to Vermont. Do you want to move to Vermont? No, it's too cold.
Yeah, Vermont? No, my friend Shane lived in that, and there was points where it was snowing so bad that he had to, like, drive through tunnels just, you know, like, they had to, he was stuck at his house for weeks at times.
Really? Oh, yeah, that's normal. Yeah,
fuck that.
Yeah, Vermont's no joke. You can't be traveling on the road as much as we do and live in Vermont, so that's out.
Right.
There was one other thing that I want to talk about before we get out of here, but I don't remember what it is. Got anything, Brian?
Yeah. Did you guys hear? Yeah, I think I already told you. But Flavor Flav has a new chicken. He's selling chicken now, and it's hilarious. It's called Flavor Flav's Fried Chicken.
I want it.
And it's in, I believe, Iowa. And if you got to Google it, Google search that, and just look at the advertising for it. It's just it doesn't even look like Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav's Fried Chicken.
Why it's just Iowa?
Him mixed with chicken wings.
There's a lot of people love chicken in Iowa.
Hilarious.
I guess stuff. So.
Hilarious stuff.
Flavor Flav is one of those dudes that's just always going to kind of be around.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't hear about Chuck D anymore. You never hear about Professor Griff. You don't hear about other members.
Yeah.
You know? Terminator X? Where's Terminator X, bro?
I don't know,
but Flavor Flav. Did you watch the Flavor Flav show where they were trying to get him a girlfriend?
Yes. Yeah.
And the one girl who shit on the stairs?
Yes, what? That was so fucking hilarious.
You didn't see that?
I didn't see that, but...
Brian,
yeah,
explain to her.
What happened? She passed out and she shitted on the stairs or something like that?
Something like that.
That was so long.
Somehow or another, she shit and it wound up on stairs.
Or she... Yeah. Like, what the fuck was that?
I think she was walking up the stairs and she shit her
or
pants.
Poop,
and,
yeah, poop yeah. fell out on the yeah. stairs.
How long did he keep her on the show?
Oh, I don't know. But, I mean, come on. What kind of human is just shitting themselves?
Yeah, that's funny.
Walking around dropping logs out of their pants.
I want to hope that's completely real too, and that's not like some like stone director. Like, dude, just put a little poop coming out.
He had all the girls make chicken and see what make the best chicken, and then this one lady served him, and he's like, "Are you serious? This isn't even cooked. I can't believe you'd serve this because she fucked it up."
Well, that's unfortunate.
Kicked her off.
Some people aren't that good at making chicken.
Guess not.
The reality shows don't have to make things up, man. Those shows, they don't have to. You know, shows like Jersey Shore, you don't have to. There's enough craziness out there. Teen Moms, they don't have to. You don't have to make something up.
It's like I auditioned for that WWE Divas thing, and then I didn't really know what it was all about. And she told
you did?
Me, I did.
When was this?
Last week.
Whoa!
In the house.
She
to
was
be
like,
in the house. Oh, it's a show.
Yeah, I guess like you get in the house and then you do all these like competitive type things where you battle for like a WWE diva, where you do like interviews and fights sometimes. And
right.
The girl was like, "You're almost perfect for this spot." Da da da. And I was like, "Sweet." And then I was thinking about it, and I'm like, "Oh, it's gonna be 6 weeks of filming, and it's gonna be a crazy reality show probably if it did work out."
Right.
So what does that mean?
I would never want to be in a house for 6 weeks. I would never do those reality show houses.
But yeah, but when you're 22, fuck.
I like taking opportunities that sound like kind of crazy. So I actually would probably might do it.
So you're going to do it?
It'd
you're going to be a pro wrestler? You know what? Someday when you're a big name pro wrestler and you're on TV and you're battling, we'll say we called it here first. When you're like an interviewer and then you get drawn into the fight, right? That's what's going to happen, right?
That's what they want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good move. I would say do it.
I think it sounds funny.
Flex your...
Not my neck? Why would I do that?
No, you're how you can flex your...
Oh, you wouldn't be able to see it in this shirt.
What, you flex your boobs?
My pec muscles.
Oh, okay.
It's creepy. She just raises each one.
Like, is she getting you to work out because you guys are hanging out?
You're going to get a gym pass.
Huh?
I can physically train you.
Whoa.
She's a physical trainer.
Powerful alpha male. Female. What?
No, I wouldn't. We could just run together.
No.
No? No. Not into it?
No.
You don't care about shape.
Shit.
You're happy with your shape.
Fuck yeah.
You're happy with your cigarettes and everything.
Oh, fuck.
You don't need to change.
Don't ever change.
Don't change. West Palm Beach this weekend, you dirty yes. bitches. Thanks to the Fleshlight for sponsoring the show. If you go to joerogan.net, again, click the link, type in Rogan. It's all explained for you. You get 15% off. Thank you, Allison. If you guys want to follow Allison on Twitter, it's Allison Rocks, ROX. And there's two L's in Allison. I didn't know that.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Thanks for being on. It was fun.
It was fun.
And Redban is REDBAN, and you probably know mine is just my name. Who the fuck are you? I don't know. I don't know who I am. I don't think you know who you are either. I think you're fronting. All right, we will be back most likely tomorrow. I always say that, and sometimes we don't have a show, but I think we're going to put one together tomorrow. You motherfuckers. All right, so this weekend, West Palm Beach Improv, 28th, 29th, and 30th with Ari Shaffir. Next weekend, the big, fat, fucked up show in Vegas. Friday, February 4th, Mandalay Bay Theater, Joe Diaz, Ari Shaffir, and me. It's a big fucking place, but tickets are selling fast. So if you want to get that shit on, go online at joerogan.net. There's a link for that, too. All right. Love you guys. See you soon. Bye.
Later.